I'm sorry, I can't speak today. I lost a lot of sleep because basically I was woken up by a wasp that was next to my bed, and it was like between the curtains and the window. But the window is closed, so I have no idea how the wasp got in. I couldn't sleep because the wasp was buzzing above me, and I thought he might escape from the curtains. And so I just spent like 20 minutes having a fight with this wasp. But because the ceiling of my new house is so ridiculously high, basically the wasp, whenever he felt threatened, could just sort of go upwards and escape. And I didn't have like a fly spot or anything. I had a Minecraft poster, but to be honest, the Minecraft poster fell flat. It was too bendy.
You should have just gone on a wet...
Didn't really go in the direction I wanted.
I hate wasps so much. What's worse? Having a wasp fly into your car when the windows are down while you're driving, or having a wasp go into the shower while you're in it?
I have never had the latter. Then again, I've never had the former.
It's terrible.
Can I adjust the shower head? Because that would make that quite easy.
Yeah, if you could detach the shower head, then I would take the shower, because, you know, I would just turn it up until it's blisteringly hot, and then turn it to a jet, and then spray the wasp until it was dead.
I couldn't, but I just splashed water on it, and then eat it.
The reason why I never even want to have showers is because when I went in the shower once, there was an earwig in the shower. It was creepy.
Cat's man. Welcome to Gentlemen Media. we are Catsman, Fishhead,
Hi.
Happy Man.
Are we starting?
This is Pastor.
True Legend, Mixmaster, Moogle Pie, and I'm Z-Man. I don't remember what I'm supposed to say after that, actually.
99% sausages.
Oh, and we're made up of 99% pure sausages.
Kept you waiting, huh? It's been a while.
99%
So to give you some backstory, I decided I didn't want to be a host today, so I deferred it to Z-Mans.
Yeah, I'm Z-Mans, by the way.
Yes. Are we starting then?
Yeah. Okay, well,
that was the start.
Good job, guys. Let's all go home for some frosty chocolate milkshakes.
So go home to family, man.
All right, so
we got the comment section first.
Okay.
C-Mans, do you want to read them or should I?
You go for it, dude.
Okay.
Can I do it?
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, cool. Okay, let's see. Fishhead complained about Derpy and said that he's bad and shamed himself.
So sorry, listeners.
Who cares? I don't care about
this. Yeah, Derpy fucking blows. Let's not talk about that.
Well, of course, they are listening to this, so maybe it is their fault.
I legit had to play a bunch of Mega Man to cleanse my brain.
All right, so there's a Penny One. Danica Patrick is the one true goddess, which sounds like something that Catsman would say.
Yeah.
Sigma.
It's just what's true.
Yeah.
That's basically the same thing, Jambob. Basically.
The original cut of this episode on iTunes was kind of careful. Yeah, it was. Catsman saying fuck everything might need to be my new error sound.
I request no profanity in my podcasts.
Your request has been honored.
My error sound for a while was the TF2 engineer saying nope. It's a good error sound.
If you've ever sat in a mumble room with Catsman, you'll know that this type of outburst is basically just a natural function for him, like breathing, and it happens quite regularly. The guy has got verbal ironic shit posting down to a silence, I swear. Oh man, Catsman. You're riling some Jimmies.
I made three accounts just to upvote that post.
By the way, we had the GLA comments as well. Two of them.
Well, you did say it's the best comment you've ever received, Catsman.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's finish with the GYP ones first.
I'm waiting for some progress. We need to be talking about video games.
There's a lot of comments.
No.
We haven't read all the comments yet, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, sold. Okay. Well, then let's get to the comments.
We are.
I take my job very seriously, and you guys are.
I'm sorry, I messed it up.
You couldn't finish that.
You can finish that, yeah.
All right,
okay, where did we leave off from?
Dr. Boros.
Okay, so I see.
Okay, where can I find that outro remix? It's stuck in my head now, and it's killing me not knowing. Why did I even read that?
Wait, the outro remix? You mean the fucking...
Raw Attraction by some guy.
Yeah. Gloria answered it, Cats. It's fine.
Why am I demo scene group? What the fuck? All right. Why am I demo scene group? I don't know. God damn it. I
want don't read the comments and just ask about like the technical stuff.
I know.
Ask about something
that
has actual discussion.
Why did you let Jamba do this?
I don't know.
How about you just let me do it? I'll do it.
Someone talks about trust.
Oh my god. I'll do it.
Wait, did I do a good job at least?
How about I do it?
You do it, Catsman. Start with the Jamie's comment.
What did Happy Man think about that Brony documentary?
I responded, but in short, it's so fucking funny. God damn.
Which one? The one with all the faces in it, or the one with all the people that are actually bronies in it?
The one that had John Delancey in it.
Okay, yeah.
I can't watch those. I just cringe too hard. It's awful.
That's one of the great things about him.
Yeah,
also, all the uncomfortable
humor,
parents that they interview.
You said take a drink whenever you see yellow teeth, a fedora, or an uncomfortable parent.
Yeah, those are my drinking rules.
I gotta watch this now. I'm done taking drinks, actually. Thank you very much.
Wait, a yellow teeth common in bronies? What is that from?
No, it's just common in nerds.
Okay, next.
Fucking nerds.
Next
fucking nerds, right?
Hey, moving on, team. Let's hear the next comment.
Okay, break. I really liked that there was some talk about Trespasser. This guy research indicates did a fucking excellent Let's Play. God damn it, I only just heard someone mention the LP in the podcast. Yeah, Trespasser. God, that was a long time ago that I played Trespasser. Now it was months ago, back when I was enjoying my summer.
Are you even passionate about it even anymore, Catsman?
It's still a very sad story. Are you guys planning on reviewing Mirror Moon EP? I have a question. Why do people call games EPs?
Because they're pretentious hipster faggots. That's why.
Is it by the people who made that one that was on the
Sword and Sorcery? Yeah.
No, it's
yeah, that
not.
One.
Is it the same?
That game's pretty good though.
That was also ended with EP. I think it was like Super Brothers Swords and Sorcery EP or something.
Yeah. Why EP?
I thought EP standard for episode.
It stands for extended play.
It might
play.
Be, yeah. It's because it's an episodic game.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
I think that might be why.
The only reason I thought that was because of Half-Life or whatever, because Half-Life episode, you know.
Anyway, their website is really cool. It has parallaxing, and the game looks pretty cool, but I'm too cheap to buy it.
I thought you did buy it. I thought I saw it on your Steam thing. But anyways, yeah, I wanted the game too.
The important thing is not that it's a game, it's that it has Linux compatibility.
Oh, fuck you, go kill yourself.
Wow, you're not even trying anymore.
God damn it.
I'm going to go to the best room. I'll be right back.
Okay, next is MD's comment. So,
about Danica Patrick.
How about you be MD and I be me?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Cats, I hope you're aware that DP, Danica Patrick, for those who are not blessed, is mine. We wrestled for her and I won, and now I own Danica, capiche?
She's just working her way up the ladder.
Then you're on the bottom rung.
How can I be the bottom rung if she hasn't gotten to me yet, asshole? This is why I don't let you climb ladders. You do it all wrong. One
Wait,
day
Jamie
he'll understand how ladders work.
I didn't notice those were both him.
What game or franchise do you guys think needs to be revived, says Jamie.
I was the only one who responded. I said Shenmue, Jet Set Radio, and 50 Cent.
James Pond. That's why we need to fund
James Pond. Yes.
What? James Pond out of everything you could have picked? James
it's a Pond. Kickstarter. It has a Kickstarter. God damn it.
Why does James Pond need
James
a Kickstarter?
James Pond is a fucking piece of shit.
Because nobody remembers it except for the people
I do.
As lovely Fuck British
you.
Lads.
Fuck you.
As lovely British lads. They love it. And then you
mean,
fund it.
Like all these, like to be honest, all the series I know that have ended, I'm kind of like, you know what, that had a good run. It's dead now. Let's not bring it back and ruin it.
You know what? I think a better thing is what franchises need to be killed that aren't like obvious. That aren't obvious.
Metal Gear Solid,
BioShock,
I love those games, but they're going to be very bad soon.
Killer Instinct. Street Fighter, Dead
sure.
Rising,
Street Fighter,
Tom Clancy. Dead now that he's fucking dead, Jesus Christ, yes, they're still going to make Tom Clancy games.
They are.
I just know it. Half-Life. Oh, wait, never mind. Half-Life.
Would they stop making Mario games?
Borderlands.
If, what's his face no. was dead?
And all exactly. Borderlands fans.
Oh, yeah.
Some people like Borderlands.
Resident Evil really needs to die.
Resident Evil? Wow.
Yeah.
I'd rather see it go back to what made it great, but yeah, that works.
Yeah, its tank controls really made it
no,
great.
No, it's never going to be great again. Let's just kill it while we've got the chance.
Where's Dom? The gun plane to be good.
We need, yeah.
Yeah, don't let Dom hear you say that.
We need Dom to defend Resident Evil 6.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'll defend Resident Evil 6.
Yeah, when are you scared here? While playing Resident Evil 6?
I mean,
who cares? When are we scared playing Resident Evil 3?
The gameplay was good. I don't care about the rest of RE6 because I never
Space,
have.
Crisis. Crisis especially. I fucking hate Crisis 2. What else? Battlefield so needs to die.
I said that weren't obvious. Come on.
It's beyond the point of saving.
Why don't we, Katzman, why don't you save time and just say everything?
Everything that isn't on Linux.
Everything except Mega Man needs to die. There you go.
No, Mega Man needs to die as well.
Mega Man's already dead.
Yeah, exactly. And it's good that it's dead. I think Mega Man 10 was a good send-off.
But it should die again.
But what about Mighty No. 9? Should it die?
No, because that's a new thing.
It's exactly the same, except it has like hammers and stuff.
Should Legend of Zelda die?
No. I would give that Legend of Zelda one more chance after Skyward Sword. I'd be like, okay, if you fuck it up this time, let's just put you to bed.
Yeah,
okay.
I want them.
Wait, raise his hand. What about the Elder Scrolls? What do you think about that?
No, kill it.
They should have killed
that
after Morrowind.
Elder Scrolls has exactly one good game. Yeah. So,
that's
really good.
Playing Elder Scrolls games is kind of like gambling, and if you play a good one, you should just be like, wow, I played a good one, and never play them again. Just
Here's not necessarily just a game, but more of a genre. What about the MOBA genre? Like Dota 2,
fuck
all Legends,
games. Fuck MOBAs.
We've got some heat going on.
Fuck this. fuck everything.
Fuck no, nothing in particular.
We don't have any Dota lovers here, and hey, guess what? People can play Dota and like it. Oh my
basically,
god! Like
the
crazy.
Idea is,
well,
we
should feel bad if they
we
do
just
that,
hate
Jimbo.
All of your favorite games. I'm
okay.
sorry.
We hate everything.
Ooh, I know it's serious. That should never happen. I'm sorry, that should
go,
never.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jamba. The floor is yours.
I like Diablo. Kill Diablo. And Diablo.
Ooh, here we go.
Did you hear about they're like removing the online auction house that was so controversial, but they're keeping it always online?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Okay, what about MMOs in general? Do you guys, what about
kill
that?
Them all.
Okay,
that's
kill,
such like a
fuck those games.
There's no. so many different kinds of MMOs. If you mean like theme park style MMOs like WoW, then yeah, definitely.
Well, we got two people who have already
anything,
said like kill them all. We're going. We're
anything
going
that's
places.
Like WoW, no, needs some dice.
I would say any WoW clones out the door. All right, we got that. What
I
about,
mean,
like,
the thing
about
MMOs
Eve?
Is
some people
see,
really like Eve. Eve
I
online.
See this pattern of like, oh, like a new MMO is announced, and everyone's like, oh, this is going to be the best thing ever. This is going to totally save MMOs. And it comes out, and it's shit, and it goes free to play in 2 months. And then the next MMO is announced, and everyone goes, oh, this is going to be amazing. And I'm like, really? Are you that fucking dumb? You're just going to let yourself get strung along over and over and over. When are you going to realize that they're all shit?
Okay, timeout team. What if an MMO? What if a Pokemon MMO came out?
I really want to play a Pokemon MMO.
There are
there's been
MMOs.
A lot of hype
no, like a
for that
good
kind
one
of
though,
thing.
Jamba.
What if an official Nintendo 3D MMO came out?
Would I be able to customize my character skirt?
Yes.
You know what?
Of course.
You know what I would do?
Of course.
I would
everything
just,
would be customizable from your team
I would just,
to your character, everything.
What if a Spurg the Derg MMO came out? What would you do then?
Yeah, I did.
Well, obviously that would save the MMO genre, provided it was Grimdark Spurg the Derg.
Can we move on from
you
this?
Know what I would no. do if there was a Pokemon MMO? I'd just catch like a bunch of Pokemon that all know like Harden and stuff and then camp along some route towards the beginning.
What they'll do.
And then just have them harden over and over until their defense is ridiculously high.
Well, what if the Pokemon MMO to let was,
anyone win?
Was 90% was 90% player based. There was only 10% that was story based that you could play against like the trainers and stuff, but 90% against other people, because whenever you're playing a game, that's what you run against most of the time is other quote unquote trainers. Instead of having those trainers, you actually had to play other people that were in your level. So no matter what you're doing, you're always in people in your level before you can go face a gym boss.
I want that. Kind of.
If there was a Pokemon MMO, would I be able to eat the ice cream Pokemon or not?
It's only snow, so sure, it wouldn't kill you.
You
Doesn't
could
have, like,
you,
ice
you
cream
could,
organs?
But you would get bad reputation.
No, let's not go into this, please.
Hey, man,
of course, I just had a horrifying thought.
Permanent ice cream organs.
Why not? Let's just say that you have to be able to feed yourself. Let's say there's a stamina bar, and you have to keep your stamina bar up by eating other Pokemon.
Next
and
comment.
Ice cream Pokemon.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think
this
was
originally about
comment.
Okay, serious point. This is originally about series you want to see revived. Does anyone actually want to see any
I would
of their
like
most
to see,
beautiful?
I would like to see one good Metroid game. Just one more, please. And I would like to see them. I would like to see Platinum make an Okami game, but that'll never happen. So
I want to see Devil May Cry 5, like a good one, like kind of like Devil May Cry 4. I really like Devil May Cry 4.
That's not really like revived though. I mean,
how old is DMC 4? I think of it just as saved.
We're talking about shit like, I think Joe and Mac should be revived, or I think Hudson's Adventure Island should be revived. Not that I think either of those games should be revived.
Happy Man, do you think Yonoid should be revived?
No.
I think that's
as much as I love that game, though. I was about to see Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, but it actually got a reboot. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and it was good.
Mm.
It doesn't have Mike Tyson, though.
No.
Of course not.
Well, why would they
Punch-Out
now?
Punch-Out was really good, though. I like that.
Yeah, that's true.
They never for Super Punch-Out.
Wait, didn't him. Mike Tyson
yeah,
like
Super
not
Punch
play?
Yeah, Super Punch-Out is kind of lame.
No, you're
didn't
lame.
He not play it until recently? Like,
yeah,
the
there's like a
name?
Video of him playing the NES game, I think.
Did he do good? How far did he get?
Remember that fake video of Harrison Ford playing Uncharted?
No.
It was funny.
And then IGN said, is Gaz the Old Podcast ever coming back? And Happy Man said, you gave God Hand a 5.0 and Imagine Party Babies a 7.5. We don't have to tell you anything.
They gave God Hand a 3.5. Happy yeah. Man.
3.5? Yeah. Fuck that, IGN.
Yeah, they had a long hiatus. Every week I would message Kyle and be like, so Kyle, when's Gabby our podcast coming back? And he'd be like, soon. And I'd be like, it's never going to happen, is it?
And then and you then, weren't even on the last one, Catsman.
He
What's
was.
That about?
Well, it's because they record it at shitty times.
He was in the opening thing saying, like, previously on GYP.
Something about dicks, I think.
Well, now you know how all of us who have to get up to go on this podcast at 10 a.m.
Hey,
it's not that
you have to get up at 10 a.m. It's that I would have had to be online and waking up my house with shouting at about 3 o'clock in the morning, which I'm not prepared to do.
If it makes you feel better, I stayed up all night to do this podcast before I even knew that this podcast was happening.
You're a true trooper, Man's Gems.
I've been drinking.
That's why we love you.
Next comment.
I think you guys should stop talking about video games, dedicate this podcast entirely to 9/11 theories.
I agree. How could the steel bars that hold up the towers melt? It was not hot enough when the plane crashed in order for those to melt. I'm telling you.
It was an inside job.
This is all a plan for Obama to get voted into office.
Who is not a U.S. citizen. He's he's a Kenyan Muslim.
He works for that Al-Qaeda.
Kenyan Muslim.
I'm pretty sure George W. Bush reminded or warned us about all of this.
I'm pretty sure that the Earth is actually on the inside of a hollow sphere made of stone, and that all of the celestial bodies are in the center of the Earth, and that the horizon curves upwards with the curvature of the hollow sphere.
Elvis lives.
And
there, There are only 7 million people on this earth. How are 14 million listening to this podcast?
Checkmate atheists.
Fishing Cunt says, also, worst game I've ever finished was Spec Ops The Line. Awful gameplay. Didn't play it. Heard it was all right. At some point.
Like that game's...
It's going to make some people
mad. I think
mad.
That game's pretty good. I gotta
but
say,
I wouldn't be playing it for the gameplay, though, and I think that's okay.
No, that's true. It's just shooter, you know. But if that game is the worst game you've ever finished, either you...
Haven't finished any games.
No, either you only play really good games, or you play a lot of bad games, but things are good.
A vampire rain on the way, wow. Baby.
That's a pretty strong opinion there. Please explain yourself a little bit, buddy.
I can explain something about the Spec Ops thing. It's like, okay. I mean, really, the story wasn't that good, and like, there's a lot of problems with it and stuff, and people give it too much credit for the same reason they give too much credit to like BioShock Infinite. And if you really like,
fuck that game,
yeah.
Spec Ops The Line didn't shit all over a franchise that I previously quite liked, although I've not played
better.
The previous Spec Ops.
The earlier games are just the most generic of like generic military games. So.
Yeah, they're really bad.
They were so bad, reviewers didn't even review some of them.
Well, yeah, you just stop after a while.
Well, yeah, reviewers also didn't review Tiny Barbarian, and that game's the fucking shit.
Is it some dumbass indie game?
Hey, Jambob.
Oh, man, we're bringing Jambob. The spears out. We're poking.
Hey, I play almost exclusively indie games, and I'm the one calling you out, Castman, so you know there's something wrong with that, don't you?
Oh, can we have a rap battle between you two right now?
Rock, paper, scissors to finish this now. Rock, paper, scissors. What did you have?
I'm not telling. Tell you
what did you have?
What did you have?
I had
you
have.
What did you have?
What did you have?
What did you have?
You first.
You first.
You
it's
first.
It's like the Cold
you
War
first.
Only retarded.
I would like this chance to apologize to our listeners. This rock, paper, scissors.
That was
game
the best joke so far in the
stillness.
Podcast.
No, that is a good description of GLA podcast now. It's just Catsman and Jamba at war with each other there at all time. Although I do know a way to sell the rock, paper, scissors. You could both message me what you want to put down, and then I'll announce who the winner is.
Okay. Okay.
Okay,
cool.
Oh, wait. My God. Just
okay,
go,
here we go.
Just move on, please.
Just move on.
No.
Fuck. I messaged the whole room. Yeah, laser beam cuts through rock, paper, and scissors.
Shut up.
Yes, laser beam.
No, send me it for real. Or just move on.
That's
go
the
on.
Real one. Bob, what did you have?
Move. Oh my God.
Don't say mirror.
Let's, come on, let's go.
This is, yeah, just
can
move
we move on.
On,
please?
Okay,
God.
God damn it.
As the primary host of this podcast, let's please move on to the next subject.
Colon B says, Cantsman, you should take back that shit you said about Carmack. He might have been involved in only a few projects, because it only released one game per century, but he's extremely technically knowledgeable. He's been involved in VR a few times. He has an in-depth understanding of the nuts and bolts of graphics engines, hardware, and
that's
software. He's generally an all-around fucking clever guy. The guy sends rockets into space. He's far more qualified to develop the Oculus Rift than the original developers. He gives a super wide knowledge that many developers lack. Not releasing a billion games does not make him irrelevant. You should really watch one of his QuakeCon lectures.
Okay, hold on a second. Catsman, how do you feel about this comment real quick that's calling you out? Like, are you going
to
go
he
back?
He responded
and,
to it.
Yeah, oh. I like I say, I like Carmack. He's a cool guy, and in the video that I've been making for the past year.
Oh god.
I've said about like, you know, how I adore all of his like early programming efforts and all the stuff he did for 3D engines, but
okay,
he,
so you appreciate his contribution to it all.
He isn't a game designer. That's nope. Not what he's good at. And that, to be honest, games aren't really what he enjoys. He enjoys 3D engines and all the creativity that happened in like the early years of id can basically be put down to John Romero, who's sort of like the opposite to him, who is a really like artsy guy with like no technical knowledge. And I think they were kind of like a yin and yang. They kept one another out in check. Like Carmack was very realistic and very grounded, and Romero was very sort of airy-fairy. And
so
I think when,
so check and balance of sorts.
When
okay.
they split apart, its games all became excruciatingly boring. And and then Romero does not know how, like, the actual practical side of like managing a game development project, which is why his games failed.
Daikatana.
But you admit that he did have a major contribution.
Of
yeah.
course.
No, I mean, Carmack is obviously a genius, but come on. Doom 3 is a really shitty game. I don't
some
know if
people
you've
really
actually
like
sat
it.
Down and played Doom 3.
It's okay.
okay.
But
so he has
genuinely
right.
abysmal corridor shooter with
so
boring
really
gameplay and no redeeming value at all.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So he has some strengths, but he needs that person
I
to
don't
cover
care
his
if that
weaknesses.
Pisses some people off. Go play Doom 1 and 2 and tell me that Doom 3 is anywhere near the quality of those games.
But my horror gameplay.
But it's not horror, it's just things in the dark that go boom.
Those things are
ghosts,
Catman.
It didn't scare me once.
Yeah. Can we move on now?
Although that Please. Said, I did appreciate the video of John Carmack, what was it, like choke-holding the guy?
All right. So
I've seen that video before where Jace Hall interviews him and he's like, yes, I'm a master of 7 different martial arts. And then he makes the guy almost pass out by strangling him. It's pretty amazing.
So in conclusion, you respect the guy and you believe that he has his strengths, but you believe that he needs like his weaknesses covered by somebody else to really shine.
Not as good as
what
Bill
he
Gates
creates.
Jumping over a chair.
Well,
Devin feels good to be a gangster.
Paroka says the only way to fix the controls in Kid Icarus is to get good. I have no idea who's talking about Kid Icarus.
It was Jimbo and Mel, I believe.
Talk about Kid Icarus last time?
It was some time ago. I still haven't touched Kid Icarus. I feel bad about it.
I think I said something about having shitty controls because it has shitty controls. That's it.
Also,
get good.
Drew sent us some news topics. We're probably going to read off most of those because I didn't read a single news
Catsman
topic this week,
has them.
This month. So.
Getsman's got it covered,
okay.
thankfully.
Does he?
Thank you. Anyway.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, we should mention some of these, probably. I don't know. Maybe.
He had bad Kickstarters, so we can do those.
Yeah, I want to do the bad Kickstarters, definitely. Those
we had some two comments from Robo Vavosky, I think, from the last podcast on the GLA site.
What were they?
Shit. I'll go find them now.
Wow.
Hold on.
You just bring
Hang
this
on,
up
I'm,
and then
I'm
you're
there
like,
already.
No, I told you. I already said. Oh, no, we had some comments on the GLA.
Oh, yeah,
we had
one.
You
it
were
going to
read
the,
them.
The movie where the guys sit in the box and still sucks. That's from that's Primer.
By the way, I watched Primer again like yesterday, and it's a really good film.
Oh yeah, you were
in
a
box
fucking piece of shit programmer, faggot.
And then
sit in a box and sells. Did you just talk shit about Primer? What's the matter? Did you not understand it, Jambalaya Bob? Is that
I don't
need a bit more direct exposition, do you,
no.
Jambalaya Bob?
Yeah, no.
Highbrow time travel movies too
okay?
much for Bob.
This is the part of the segment where we have two people arguing and
calling
then each other.
Robo also said, "Gone Home would be a lot better of Trespasser style boobs." Done. Comment. Move on now.
I think that would ruin the artistic tour de force that is Gone Home.
So,
hi everybody. How's everyone doing?
Hi, Baron.
I'm out of here.
You're half an hour late.
It's been
just
taking me like about a good 5 minutes to introduce myself late.
Just roll with it.
I appreciate you still coming into this conversation, and I am glad you're here. I'm the
Thank
host,
you.
By the way.
Hello,
so
Smash and Jams.
These other people don't matter right now.
Hello,
Smash
and
Jams. I love them, but they don't matter.
I think Gone Home should have been called Gone Homo.
Ha. I don't get it.
Ha.
Did
anyone actually play Gone Homo? Because I found it quite amusing.
It's because...
No, wait, is that a thing?
Yes, it is.
Feel the love
I am playing it. You can play it in...
I watched half of it on YouTube.
That's so the one I did. I barely know what it is. What I do know is that people complain that this game can be beaten really fast. Big fucking deal. You can beat the first Fallout in 9 minutes if you know what to do.
You go. I mean, that's not how you should go for the game. Yes, yeah, so it doesn't really matter that you can go to the end immediately.
I mean, it's like another walking simulator, and Polygon liked it, so I'm predisposed to dislike it.
Yeah, Polygon likes something, it's probably bad, given that they take points off of games for enabling the patriarchy. So
really?
Yeah.
That's whatever.
Unless it's Grand Theft, unless it's GTA 5, of course.
So, general consensus, Gone Home equal bad. Okay, now I can, like...
Even though I haven't played it and know nothing about it.
I haven't played it either.
Well, I watched someone play it, so I guess it's the exact same thing as playing it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Except you get really annoyed. It's not really much gameplay. There's no real consequences for your actions. You just kind of look around and fondle
house items.
you just kind of fondle house items and then reminisce about things and then... You know, have like a nostalgia trip about stuff that I didn't own.
Wait, Gone Home is that one where it just ends with the girl saying, "Hey, I'm a dyke."
Yeah,
pretty much.
Wait, okay, well, okay.
That's how it ends.
If you go, you go around and look at house items and touch. That sounds like an adventure game. What's wrong with that?
It's more like a walking simulator, like Deer Hester.
You could turn off all the options.
It feels like you're walking through a museum. That's kind of what it feels like. Whereas most adventure games feel like you're going on an adventure.
No, they don't. you're still going around and picking up shit,
It's like you're more looking at stuff than actually interacting with it.
Well, like, you pick it up, you can rotate it, like in, like, you know, like Penumbra or something like that. But unlike in Penumbra, that's all you do is just walk around, pick up stuff, and then put it back down again because you don't actually have an inventory, really. Do you have an inventory in that game?
No.
Read my review of Amnesia: Machine for Pigs if you haven't already.
Which was part...
It will tell you everything you need to know about the game, including whether you'll like it or not.
You won't.
People's reactions to that were weird. I mean, your review and the game in general.
Yeah, it's because it's technically a good game. It's just still disappointing.
Yeah, and when that happens, everyone is like, "Oh, it's the worst thing ever."
Opinions—they exist. Okay, I think we can move on from the comments now. And get into news and stuff.
Yeah, so the news.
Our news section. Katzman will be apparently reading out our news section. Katzman?
Thank you, Sandman. Yes, I'm here live from...
Wait, aren't we doing the book club?
And we're doing that later.
We'll do book club later.
News!
So the BBC reports that the Red Cross wants to have a greater influence in the virtual world of battlefields. The aid organization is arguing that as virtual war games are becoming close to reality, the rules of war should be included. It claims games such as Medal of Honor and Call of Duty should make sure actions which could be war crimes are not rewarded with victory in a virtual battle.
They said this 2 years ago, Katzman. What the heck have you been?
No, they didn't.
I swear to God I heard this a year or two ago.
No, the comment they made a couple of years ago is that they wanted people to stop using the Red Cross as a symbol for, health and stuff.
Yes, in late September now, they said the rules of war should be included in video games.
That seems reasonable.
It's really not, though. I'm trying to censor the...
Hearts are always better anyway.
Yeah, it's very true.
We have rules of war. How can I nuke everyone in DEFCON? Okay.
Well, that's a good question.
Hold on. You shouldn't.
There should be illegal to nuke everyone in DEFCON.
But I did, and we won.
If you read the article, what they say that they don't want people to do is just have a kill state where if you break the rules, you're immediately game over or whatever. They wanted narratives to have more focus on what happens when you don't obey the Geneva Convention and stuff.
Well, that's not going to happen in the narratives for those games because they're all basically action movies.
Exactly, which is the counter-argument there. But that's what they say they want to do. They want more of a focus on when people do break the rules. The rules of war, oddly enough.
Yes, we got
I guess it's if you want to portray the people fighting in those games as the good guys, you probably shouldn't have them commit what would be considered war crimes and then try and justify it.
Here's an article from a year ago. Monday, December 5th, 2011.
I don't know. From my experiences,
2011 was a year ago. Thanks. Okay. Red
Cross wants Geneva Conventions for video games. Ago, that's what I'm getting at. They said this a year ago.
But
2011 was a year ago.
Two years ago.
Yes.
I said one or two years ago.
Why do I even listen to you talk?
Let's pick apart everything that Tempa says.
Because his voice is lovely.
Next article.
No, Mao, I want to talk about this because I don't
know. Mao is always in a real hurry to get through the podcast.
As a Linux sysadmin,
he doesn't like it when people fight.
It's all right, like, no, that's not wise. It's all right,
hold on.
We've got too many people in here.
I'm not editing this, so we're going to continue talking.
Yeah, it's going
to
be me.
Catsman wants to do
it. It's going
to
be me.
Can't get a word in edgeways. Jesus Christ.
So, Catsman, like, you have the floor.
It's like me saying that as a Linux sysadmin, I think that people shouldn't be allowed to portray Internet Explorer 6 in a positive light in movies. It's like,
well, they shouldn't.
Well, yeah, but my opinion has fucking nothing to do with this.
Yeah, but they really shouldn't.
The Red Cross does some really stupid shit.
Because Internet Explorer is worse than any war crime.
I'm sitting here right now, and I've got my British Red Cross coaster with a glass of water on it, and my British Red Cross bookmark in my book, and my British Red Cross pen in my pen holder. I didn't ask for any of this fucking shit. They just send it to me. They're like, hey, you gave money to us once. Let us send this all you shit forever.
That happened to me too, actually.
Why is free pens bad? I mean,
because they're trying to guilt trip me.
They're trying to give you that.
Don't feel guilty.
They don't.
I bet you can point out that cash next time pens. Around.
I didn't ask for
those pens. They're your pens now. Who cares?
How is that guilt tripping? Usually, when they guilt trip you, is like when they send you pictures of starving African children.
Oh, they send pictures of starving African children with all the free goodies they sent me. I was like, why not just. Surely that kid could use a pen more. He looks he's dying.
What they should show you is a picture of a starving African kid holding a pen, a mug, and a coaster saying all those could be yours.
They should send the starving African child to you as part of a deal.
Convincing as children are, I think they should go the PETA route and send you a starving African dog and send you that with a sad face in a cage.
You feel more emotion over a starving dog than you would a starving child. Yeah,
with some sad music in the background. You sure as
no, they do. Wouldn't send him the dog because they euthanized it.
They have rabies over there anyways.
Well, they send you the picture before they euthanize it.
If you see a dog in the Middle East,
Red Cross
you kill it.
It's I would like to have, a game maybe that would come out that would explain more about rules of engagement and about how complicated and confusing actual combat is rather than you running around shooting the bad guys. I think it should become endemic to all action games, but it would be a very interesting concept to put in there.
Have a lot more rules. So. It used to be that before a battle, both, sides would gather and then the generals would have a cup of tea and talk about strategies and they'd be okay, everybody get off to the battle now and they'd start the battle.
Yes,
that's exactly how war worked in the old days.
I think that's a big exaggeration.
Back when you could go to the cinema for and whatever. Anyway, the point is that
I would take you to a drive-in movie theater, Catsman.
Let's go to the drive-in after this, Edmans.
Alright, it's a date. Are you buying popcorn or me?
No, you buy it.
Alright, I got it. I'll treat you right, babe.
Are you ready to move on?
Nope. Hopefully.
Catsman's call. Alright, moving on. Next topic.
So, has anybody seen the new Xbox advert here?
No.
I want to see it.
Guess the missing word, Xbox ad. It's got a picture of the X-Bone, and it says, if it were any more real, it would be what?
It would be real? It would be magic.
What can be more real than real?
It would be...
super real.
Alive?
It would be DSP. He's the realest person on YouTube.
Endemic. Yeah.
The answer is, if it were any more real...
is this a five?
It would be
commercial.
Can I put an answer in? How about Die Hard 2? Would that be good one?
No.
Is it fiction?
I've seen five gum commercials, and they're pretty real.
If it were any more real, it would be real.
Okay, so it really was that. It really was that.
That sounds
real human being, real hero.
That sounds so legit that it's... probably legit.
That is actually genuinely. Oh, no. I've seen not one, but two pictures of these on billboards.
And it shows a picture of Rise, the most unrealistic game that I've seen recently.
No, don't talk to me about Rise, please. No,
Call that piece of shit comes up next month.
Rise looks really? So awful.
Yeah,
I don't understand what it means. Is the Xbox One real?
No, it's not.
I guess it was said to be like so realistic.
Nothing is real.
You consider it real, but instead they just said so real, it's real.
Because it's just next to a picture of the Xbox.
Maybe you feel like even though it's real, it's not, and they're like, it is.
Okay, you know what?
So they're trying to confirm.
We're getting into some entry-level philosophy here.
I got...
Their adverts working.
I'm totally ready for this.
Their adverts working, and you know how I know? We're talking about it right now, and...
Yeah, but... Is this really going to make anyone here or anyone listening buy an Xbox One?
We weren't going to buy it no matter what their marketing team does.
Yeah, and nor would anyone who listens to this podcast. Don't insult the intelligence of our readers by insinuating that they would buy Xbox Ones, okay?
It still spreads the message.
What? Okay. It's not a fucking message. It's nonsense.
The
message is don't buy it.
I've watched that Batman movie. It's about sending a message.
What? Okay. I got like some email from GameStop about it because for some reason I get emails from GameStop. Anyway,
you must have went there once and got their card and put your email address on that.
Like maybe a long time ago, I don't know.
Man, that was a terrible decision.
And yeah, it was. Anyway, they had an Xbox One thing and one of the bullet points for it is cinematic gameplay that rivals Hollywood. Anyway.
So, like, the entire Metal Gear Solid series, because it's a movie anyway.
Hey,
No. Hey. Those games do not have cinematic gameplay at all. They just have a lot of cutscenes. It's different. Cinematic gameplay is when it constantly, like, just interrupts you to make you look at the stupid bullshit, or make you do quick time events, or... shit like that.
Oh, so in Resident Evil 5, you have to punch the boulder really fast.
Yeah, that is cinematic gameplay.
That was so funny.
Okay, can we move on?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to talk about the Xbox.
There's a new trailer for Super Mario 3D World out, and I know I might have been like talking shit about this game last time. Like, I think it looks kind of like New Super Mario Brothers. This trailer actually looks really good. Like, it looks really good.
My favorite thing about the whole thing is Charles Martinet making cat noises.
Yeah.
That is just the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I noticed that in the old like trailers he said Nyan, and now in the new ones he says Meow. Yeah. So I think they've in Japan, Cat Mario is going to say Nyan, and in the UK he's going to say Meow.
Do you think the final boss will be Cat Bowser?
I'd bloody well hope so.
Oh, God. I played the one that was on the 3DS, and that one was pretty good.
Oh my God, imagine Cat Wario. Oh my God, no.
That's horrible. Imagine Cat Waluigi.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my cat is Cat Waluigi. He's a huge asshole.
What's the time code for the cat suit? Does anyone know?
I don't know it offhand, no.
Well, you should.
Is it the Konami code?
That's information I need to possess.
Both.
So, yeah, this game, I mean, the soundtrack seems pretty cool. It looks like it's got, like, some new ideas with the gameplay, like Super Mario Galaxy style of interesting-looking suits and things.
I found it.
Like, you know, levels with lots of stuff going on. No anti-gravity, but I guess I can't have everything.
Well, I mean, they've done it twice with Mario Galaxy, though.
Yeah, but I was hoping they would just keep it forever because it's so good.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to be on the level of Galaxy, but I don't know. It looks all right.
Yeah, Galaxy had this like really like ridiculously grandiose presentation that I absolutely loved, by the way.
But, such a great game.
With like the over the top orchestral score and like the ridiculously dramatic cutscenes from the first game, and this game just looks like a little bit more subdued, I think. But that's not necessarily
cool.
A bad thing.
I'm watching the trailer right now. It looks nice.
Yeah.
I want no more Mario games forever.
Whoa.
Well, this looks like it might actually be a good game, so let's stop talking about it.
We're going to talk about bad games here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to talk about a good game.
Yeah, I think
the 3D world is actually really fun in multiplayer, though, which is making it quite bitter for me that they don't add online multiplayer, but oh well, never mind.
Do we have one more comment, room for one more comment about this game before we move on?
Yes.
All right, moving on then.
Katzman, that's your cue.
Yeah, that's your cue, man.
Did Katzman die?
I'll do the Jeopardy music until somebody chimes in. Do 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 do
do. Oh God!
Katzman is disconnected.
Oh wait, here he comes.
Do do do.
Katzman.
Cats.
Oh, God fucking damn. Sorry, it's all Windows 8 that's causing these problems.
Using Windows 8?
Because
it has better
peaches.
Performance.
It's okay, Cats. We just did the Jeopardy music until you came back. We're on to the next topic. It's all you. Go for it, bud. I love you.
Wind Waker HD. I don't know whether...
Peach.
Hey, what? H?
H.
H has a huss sound in it. Are you saying that the letter doesn't have the own... But, right, never mind. Okay. God. I'm ignoring that comment and moving
the
on.
New
it
Wind
doesn't.
Waker.
It's H. You're wrong, Katzman.
H.
Just
okay, I'm sorry
on.
I brought it up. Keep going.
You will be. It's not selling very well because it was outsold by the Can My Little Sister Really Be This Cute Happy End game.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, so it's got a slow start. What do we think about that, guys? Let's go.
I'm not surprised.
It being on the Wii U probably isn't helping.
I'm just amused that it was outsold by softcore pornography.
What game was it, though?
I'm not.
Well, I'm
excited,
actually. It's the lowest selling Zelda game.
Counting on the Japanese
ever.
To not buy softcore pornography.
Oh, Wind Waker HD.
Thinking Cats.
Wait, okay. Is it just in Japan that it's
selling
badly?
Wind Waker was outsold by anime porn?
Yeah.
It was outsold by a visual novel. I actually think that either the Vita or PSP.
Okay, so, well.
Okay, so if you had the choice between playing the old Wind Waker and the new HD Wind Waker, which would you play?
I own the original Wind Waker, so I don't have to pay any money, so I'll play that.
Link to the Past, so I could finally play a fucking Zelda game, because I still haven't been one.
Why have you not?
Link to the Past is the best one, probably, so.
I just feel like I never have enough time to do anything.
Yeah,
terrible,
you spend
terrible
all
person.
Of your fucking time on GLA, so shut up.
Okay.
Okay, continuing on.
Has been a really good month for Kickstarters, so I was wondering if anyone here has backed one of Mighty No. 9, Shantae, and Hyperlight Drifter.
I've never backed a Kickstarter ever.
You're out of this conversation.
Or James Pond. It's a good game. Fuck you.
I feel as if we just
Gemma,
need
you
to
wanted
list...
us to greenlight that one zombie game on Steam, so you have no credibility.
What? Greenlight it? Cataclysm?
Yeah, that. Wasn't it
that wasn't
on
Steam? No, wasn't on Steam. It was a Kickstarter that got successfully funded. And it's
a good
game.
You wanted us to back it.
And you just think it's terrible because it has zombies in it, like an idiot. So I don't even want to hear it.
And so has anyone backed one of Mighty No. 9, Shantae, or Hyperlight Drifter?
Mighty No. 9!
I backed Hyperlight Drifter.
That game looks cool.
It really does.
Okay, Happy Man and Fishheads, you're on the spot. Why does that look cool?
It's like got this really nice art style and stuff. And one of the enemies looks like the first angel from Evangelion. Well, the third one, I think.
Fuck that show.
So, yeah, Hyperlight Drifter,
looks awesome, though.
It's got really good, like, the use of color and light in that game is amazing. And it looks kind of like a very sort of stylized, like, Link to the Past-like game with, like, you know, like, swordy and gunny combat combined with boring and puzzle solving. And
I can't wait for that.
Stuff.
Wait, Hyperlight Drifter as in like the Clint Eastwood movie?
Hyperlight Drifter.
Jesus.
Also, the animation looks really, really good.
Yeah.
It does.
Look at some of the sprite animations they posted. Holy fuck.
That game looks fucking beautiful.
I'm hyped for that. I'm hyped for that, what's it? Radio of the Universe. That looks great.
Yeah, I kickstarted that too, I think. Actually, I'm sure I did.
You mean you backed it?
Yes.
Didn't back Shantae, personally. I didn't think that looked really that good, to be honest. A lot of people were freaking out about it, like, oh my god, back Shantae. I was like, no.
A lot of Tumblr facts were freaking out about it, that's for sure. About how it's racist.
Good beer.
It's so racist because it's white.
Jamba, do we need to talk about that?
Yes.
No, we don't. You're drawing down the tone of the conversation.
That's true.
Jamba needs to make things more controversial for the sake of Jamba.
Of course, Mighty Number 9, which does look amazing. They posted like a very, very rough thing in the Unreal Engine showing how it might work, which looks pretty cool. All the concept art, pretty cool. I put in my call vote recently.
The thing is about all these Kickstarters is it seems like they always like reach their goal before I hear about them. So I'm like, I don't really feel like giving them money since it's already reached its goal.
Well, with like Mighty Number 9, like, I mean, it's going to make, it's going to make it no matter what. It's going to get a lot of money and whatever.
Yeah.
I really hope Shani joins.
Did that? He's not going to. Mighty Number 9, what stretch goal did they make it to?
They made it all the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The last couple of hours, everyone started giving them money.
One of them was an 8-bit style soundtrack as well, so I'm happy.
Ooh. And only 8-bit.
Oh, they recently got the Mega Man 2 guy, as well as the lady who did Mega Man 1's music. So, yeah.
Are they... Wait, the 8-bit one, is it going to be like you can switch between them, like in...
I think in the new Monkey Islands, where you can switch the graphics.
Yeah, or in... what's it? The Pokemon remakes where you could switch between the 8-bit music and the redone music.
R-Type did one where you could actually switch between old graphics and new graphics, if memory serves. Did a re-release of that. That was cool.
But yeah, the only video game Kickstarter I've backed is Hat in Time, which I'm still waiting for, and god damn it.
Wow, back in Hat in Time.
Yeah. I want my hat.
You'd back a collectathon platform with no Linux support, would you?
Oh my god.
It's on Unreal Engine.
Also, Ikaruga's now Steam Greenlight, so if you're not voted for that, go and fucking vote for that.
But it has Wii U support. How can you follow it with that, Catsman?
Well, I don't own a Wii U and have no intention of owning one right now, so there's that.
That's your fault.
Yeah, there's...
I'm going to get Steambox, obviously.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really looking forward to the Project Eternity from Obsidian and the other one, Wasteland 2. Oh, and the Torment one. Planescape Torment one.
Oh, yeah.
Torment, whatever it's called.
Cool. Hey,
I'm just excited about Routine over and over again. I keep getting excited.
Don't get too excited. It might be shit.
It might be, but...
But it might not be.
Speaking of which... I'm going through every Greenlight project on Steam, and I'm going to mark which ones are good and which ones are bad. The ones that have already been greenlit, that is. So, I'm going to do that.
Go on then, tell us some of your marks, Jambob.
There were two, let me find them if they were saved, because my computer crashed, so they might have been deleted. Yeah, I don't have the notepad files, but I'll find the games.
All right.
I like that song Cuban Pete from The Mask.
Project Nimbus. Project Nimbus looks really good.
Which one is Project Nimbus?
It's like a mech game with like real robot stuff, and it's made by Thai people.
Does it have real robot-y heavy mech physics?
Yes, that's real robot is like a style of anime.
Yeah. Yes, I know that. But
I know you know that, but not everyone else knows that.
Do you know what I mean by the physics thing?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it does.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I remember some people I know are complaining about, what was it, Hawken, that mech game that came out on Vita recently, and they were like,
No, it was Cameron, wasn't it? And Cameron complains about everything.
He's like, why aren't the mech controls really sluggish and complicated to use? I don't like games having fast movement physics. I wish you controlled like a real mech realistically would, as if that's even vaguely...
Yeah. Like a real mech, like the big dog robot that kind of walks goofily and all its four little weird legs.
Oh my god, that thing.
I wish Warrior Online was a better game.
You know, it's the best mech, Big O.
I fucking love that show, dude.
It is great. Anyway,
I'm
what are we talking
back to
about?
Looking at my wasp.
There's a wasp.
Okay, can we... That might be our signal to move on.
Dude, I wanted to move on for a long time, dude.
Well, maybe you should have said something.
Does anyone have any words to say about Hiroshi
Yamauchi?
What about it?
He died.
Rest in peace, both.
It's the CEO guy.
R.I.P. in peace.
Yeah,
rip. R.I.P. in peace.
Rip in peace.
No, he was a cool guy.
Was. He legit was. He saved America from the video game crash of 83 attempting to sell the NES as a toy rather than a game console.
Too bad that made NOA really stupid forever.
Well, part of that is... Is that his fault or just NOA being a terrible...
I see someone's butt mad about Xenoblade.
It's not directly... No, it's not Xenoblade that gets me. No, it's like the censorship bullshit that they did for like 20 years.
It's not just Xenoblade. It's just like a never-ending... stream of bullshit that they pull the time.
They're just so poorly managed. It's just terrible.
As a moment of respect to this guy that we seem to all enjoy, I would like to ask for 2 seconds of silence.
1, 2.
You couldn't even manage 2 seconds, could you, Bob?
This sounds
perfect.
That was
2 seconds.
Congratulations. We did a wonderful job, team.
All right.
Wasn't it Hiroshi Yamauchi who came up with the idea for the DS? I think that was like one of the last things he did in office.
Oh.
It was a good idea, at least. That office. Made him a large shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Well,
to be honest.
He was a very good businessman, but apparently he wasn't a very good person, but who cares?
What? Isn't it in office when it's the CEO? Or is there only a president who can be in office?
Well, this sounds funny because you usually only say that about presidents, like country.
Let's move on, please.
Yeah, this is going nowhere.
As the host, I would like to move on.
Thank you.
Actually, closing statement from Catsman.
Well, Bob.
What?
Other Bob. I think that we're going to bring you a lot more coverage. I don't care. Valve announced SteamOS, Gabe Cubes, and the Steam Controller. SteamOS will be an open OS based on GNU plus Linux.
This is a topic we've all been waiting for.
You'll be able to buy commercial Steam consoles or build your own from existing PC hardware and install the OS on them for free. Massive performance gains over Windows are quite likely. Valve have announced a controller with 2 clicky haptic trackpads. We don't know if it's hugely precise yet, but it looked like it should enable a PC-like range of motions on a console.
It looks weird.
It does look good.
It could be really good, but
I have no idea what to make of it.
Now, is your thing doing the screechy thing again?
It is.
Did anyone else hear that?
Is it?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
No, my phone is off. My 3DS is in the other room.
Different thing.
Off and away during the day.
Can we just shut up about who's got audio issues, who's coming on the podcast,
whatever,
blah, blah, blah. Just fucking, if you do that, do it in the chat, fucking talk about video games, because Hangman has to edit all of this out, you're just making more work for it.
Sorry. Oh god, I'm apologizing for other people's audio issues now.
Oh,
well, sorry. Shut up and move on!
The stupid fucking gamepad for Steam, goddamn.
Fucking gamepad for Steam.
I'm interested, I'm intrigued. But I withhold judgment until it comes out and I actually have some time to get some hand on with it.
I think the face buttons will work really well, unlike some people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because the thing is, you put your hand in like where a face button would be, and then you push down and it clicks.
No.
So I'm not, it does.
Wait, yes, it does, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if that will like work with like face button-oriented games. I think it might. And then the whole trackpad thing, from what I've heard, because people have used this a prototype, they're like, well, you can play like RTS games and stuff on it. It's not as precise as it would be if you were clicking with a mouse, but it does kind of work.
Okay. Your thumb is actually extremely useful for that kind of really tight control. So
it
I think it'll work.
It doesn't have the same precision as your whole hand.
Yes, obviously. But it's still precise enough. And of course,
it's precise enough for most average people, I think.
I'm hoping we get more Linux support now that they're having a console that's running Linux, I guess.
I think it'll just be the next step for joysticks is all I'm getting at.
This interesting move by Valve, because for ages they've been slagging off Windows because Windows is basically trying to make it harder for them to compete selling applications on their platform.
So they're making it. They're trying to make it harder for people to compete with Microsoft's own app store thingy.
And so Valve's response is to launch their own hardware where they don't have to answer to Microsoft, and their own OS where they don't have to answer to Microsoft, and at the same time to get Steam onto as many different platforms as possible that aren't Microsoft.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is an extremely shrewd move.
I think it's mostly to try to break into the console market. I mean, there's that too. And it's also to get developers putting stuff on Linux so that they're trying to get the entire industry to break away from Windows instead of them just breaking away from Windows.
Yeah.
Okay, time out. Catsman, you said shrewd. What exactly did you mean by that? That can be interpreted in a lot of different ways.
Basically, it can mean clever. That's what shrewd means.
Shrew would do it.
All right, continue.
Well, like a shrew being rude.
Ooh.
Rude.
But all shrews are rude, though, so what does that
continue.
Mean? Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God, dude, guys.
Is it always this bad?
No, yeah, this is terrible.
It absolutely is.
It absolutely, this is the best, absolutely positively is.
Have best we podcast bottom yet?
What?
Nope.
Yeah, I was at rock bottom.
Yes, there's nowhere to go but up. Okay.
No,
we take ourselves very seriously.
We're
going to
drill through that rock, Catsman.
No, rock bottom would be if someone accidentally stopped recording the podcast, then we have to go over.
All these rocks? I thought we were sausages.
Are you guys interested in this? Are you going to build your own or buy one when they come out? Are you going to wait to reserve judgment?
No, probably not.
I'll buy another.
I just want them to have more Linux support, basically.
I just want them to give me a free beta Steambox, basically.
I just want video games.
All the time and every day.
I either want it to be really, really a success so we can praise it on this podcast, or just a terrible failure so we can slag it off on this podcast.
Yeah, as long as it isn't some mediocre middle-of-the-road thing, I'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, even if it is mediocre, we can just kind of make it seem like the worst thing ever, you know?
Yeah,
so
we do with everything else.
You guys want it to have an impact of some kind, whether positive or negative.
Yeah, I guess.
I want Gabe Newell to do an interview about his knife collection.
We'll get Gabe Newell on
that's
this,
a good
on
collection.
This,
even
has
butter knives in there.
Someday. Don't worry.
Butter knives are an important part of the knife ecosystem.
Do you see how fat he is? Of course he has tons of butter
knives.
What's
your favorite kind of knife?
Oh, damn.
The one you attach to a stick to make a spear. Spears are great.
The Rocco Ronco. Ronco Rocker is the best one.
I'm
because it has
the
funniest
bar.
Name.
Ugh, it's got a knife. It's all sharp and stuff. And you stab people.
Throwing knives are the best kind.
I would have to go with a switch knife, because whenever people pull them out and do that little twirl thingy, I always thought that looked really cool.
Do you mean a butterfly knife?
Yeah, that's the one. Cats,
yeah, butterfly. I know how to operate a butterfly knife.
Can you do that for me on stream one day? It would just make me the happiest girl in the world.
Well, you might have to send me a butterfly knife.
Oh.
I'm
then you'd have to learn it.
In possession of
can
one.
I throw
no,
it at
I,
you?
I know
that
how
way
to
we
do
get
it.
A double take. We get the throwing knife and the butterfly knife.
Anyway, the point is the best knives are the big ones that IKEA sell, because they cut through anything.
How do you know this?
He tested it on you.
Took my family ages to get steak knives, so whenever we had steak, we had to cut it through it with butter knives, and those
don't
work very well. Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm so sorry. Fun. Did you cut off big chunks so you chewed it for hours?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
So sorry, Fishheads.
And whenever I complain about it, they're like, if it's such a problem for you, then you can get steak knives.
Maybe you should get like titanium teeth like that one villain from James Bond.
Fuck that game. No more James Bond,
you
please.
Know they like give police dogs steel teeth now and stuff.
Titanium. They yes, do? I've what? Heard about yeah. that. Yeah, it's wait, titanium what? Teeth. They give them titanium teeth. It's ridiculous.
That's why? Pretty fucking metal.
Why so do they even...
so they can bite people more effectively.
I've always wanted titanium teeth to bite people more effectively.
I think secretly we all have.
I wanted titanium teeth for a while so that we could eat steak without it taking hours, but then we got steak knives.
I don't know about you guys, but I actually really hate brushing my teeth, and I'm really like a psycho about that.
What's so bad about it? It takes like 30 seconds.
Hold on a second. Okay, Catman says 2 minutes. You say 30 seconds.
I say
you're
2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. That's what we have an average or a majority of vote. 2 minutes. But you're supposed to do it after every meal.
Two meals.
Yeah, but you do it twice a day.
I swear to fucking God.
What?
Let's talk about video game related.
So, I like video games.
I thought I didn't care about games, but listening to this, I actually do now. Just cause,
let's do the video game book club right now.
Oh, yeah, Frog Fractions.
Anyone talking of Frog Video Game Book Club. Video Game Book Club starts now.
We're going to do some Frog Fractions.
Happy Mag, go for us of Frog Fractions.
Frog Fractions, I played that game like an hour ago because I forgot to do it until now. The game was that really funny.
That wasn't the book club game. That was what we're going to do this time. The last book club game was Maldita Castilla or whatever.
No,
wait, you're wrong. Now we're gonna you're do literally Frog just
Fractions.
Wrong.
Okay, so it's Frog Fractions then.
We have book club games? That's so cool.
So yeah, Frog Fractions is a game where you're like a frog and you have to like eat like insects with your tongue.
You can buy upgrades
for your tongue and stuff.
Yeah, in the beginning, it's a lot like Frog Pond for like the Atari, but it just goes way out of hand.
But like, everything goes kind of crazy, and you start discovering all this shit like about things you can do to swim down, and like you find like a big cache of money at one point, and you swim in an underwater cave, and then you go into like.
Space. A text adventure.
And it becomes a text adventure once you're in space. And I fucking love that like every single number in the game is a fraction.
Yeah.
Like, every time you see a number, you're reminded this game is teaching me about fractions. Although I think there's an upgrade you can get that upgrades all the numbers to like decimals.
Yeah.
Even though also,
you go to Mars, you meet a bug, you meet like the bug president of Mars, and you do a test to get into a bug Mars history test.
Oh, yeah.
To become a citizen of Mars. And it's all like questions about the United States history, but everything's replaced with bugs.
Nice.
You don't get put on trial for war crimes. There you go, Red Cross. There's a game with war crimes.
So many insects.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then at the end, you like. Don't you like do a political campaign to become president of Mars?
You become president of Mars via a political DDR. Campaign.
So yeah,
you do DDR, and then you start manufacturing bug porn.
And then there's a little mini game where you're the president of Mars and you can manufacture bug porn, and you try and make money by looking at like bug porn trends and how.
Yeah, and one of
spend.
The
but one because of, you're the president of Mars, you can just print money, and that makes you win the game.
One of the upgrades is when you're bug president is you put stuff in the water to make all the bugs want to go inside so they'll look at more bug porn all day.
Genius. And the upgrade is called bug drugs.
Yeah, that one.
Also, there's a running upgrade line where you upgrade your tongue to lock on targeting, but then you change your mind and remove lock on targeting, and there's like six of those upgrades that are just getting lock on targeting and removing it because you changed your mind, and every time it's a different like argument to why you should or should not have lock on targeting,
and then surely one of the then you have the credits, and there's bug porn in the credits.
Kind of disappointed it's a free game.
Truly, it's one of the greatest games ever made in the modern era.
It's really amazing.
We've just spoiled, like, all of the
But
it was the book club game, so everyone listening last episode should have played it.
Yeah.
Last exactly.
Otherwise,
episode.
Fuck you.
That didn't get updated. All right, never mind. Let's go on.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna bleep all the.
So what's our next?
So
our next game is gonna be retro game again.
Isn't it gonna be like Maldita Castilla? Is it not?
Can we make it?
That's not a retro game.
Neither is Frog Fractions.
Boygus wanted me to suggest
some anime game.
Some shit game.
No, hang on. Let me finish. What's the one where you're the little girl with the fishing rod?
That game's fucking awesome, actually.
That is a cool game, yeah.
Umihara, Kawase. Umineko is something else.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing that, but I fucking suck at it and would never beat it ever.
Umineko's the sequel, I think. It's also sequel.
No, Umineko is some anime game.
Anyways, about Frog Fractions.
Frog Fractions is a cool game. What's the next game?
Cookie Clicker.
No.
I kind of want to play Umihara, but...
do the fishing thing. It looked okay.
How about Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
We could play Gauntlet 3 instead.
Everyone's heard of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, though. We're supposed to have
I just fucking love Punch-Out.
I heard that Katzman had some interesting games that he has been playing recently that he would like to talk about.
Yeah, but we do a different section for that.
Yeah, we have a different section.
I'm a good host. Don't worry about this, guys.
You're doing pretty good for someone who never listens to the podcast.
Well, on the book club, I prefer like games that I've already played because I don't have to play any new video games.
Definitely
not played. Like,
I'm not sure. 3. Like, what are the requirements for a book club game? Does it have to be free or?
Yeah, they have to be free or emulatable.
Easily emulatable, which means not too big. Anything. Yeah.
Well, there is one game I could recommend then.
Is it Robot Unicorn Attack?
No.
Fuck that game.
No. No.
Okay, what's the game? In the Salad Kingdom?
So, the game is not that either.
Adventure Island.
America. No,
is it a Salad Fingers game?
No.
God, fuck, just wanted fingers. To say it already.
Salad Fingers.
I keep trying to say it, but then everyone keeps giving questions about it. I haven't given the answer.
Get out of your system right
Baron
now.
Baron has
Why is
the floor.
It?
Thank you. Please continue.
It's a game called Alien Soldier on the Sega Genesis or Mega Drive.
Everyone knows about that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows about that.
Really?
What?
No,
it's pretty well known because it's like a collector's item.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
It's on WiiWare, I think, or VC, I mean.
You can just download it for free. It's a little
Yes, you can download it for free, obviously.
Okay, Baron, have you played it? What's it like?
It's a very unusual shooter. It was made by Treasure. They also made Gunstar Heroes and games like that, and Dynamite Heady. And it came out around 95, I think, 94, 95. And essentially, you play as a creature called Epsilon Eagle, who's some kind of robot/eagle thing, and he shoots a bunch of aliens, and he's a soldier.
Yeah, hence the title.
It's very unusual. The gameplay was unusual because it was like a series of boss battles. Yeah, you don't have like any individual, it's not like shooting segments like what you're used to like in Contra. You just fight boss after boss after boss after boss with little to no break in between.
Oh, so it's like Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
I have played Shadow of the Colossus before.
Oh.
No, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out did that shit first.
Yoshi's Cookie.
Yoshi's Cookie.
Actually, Yoshi's Cookie did do that first, you're right.
Please, I want to play that
Yoko.
So, the other thing, have you finished this game because... Or played a lot of it because last time we did a game that no one had played much or finished. It was called Magical Door. Okay, I'm gonna.
No, I have beaten the game. But what's famous about the game was it's very badly translated. I think European release.
Oh.
It never came out in America except for in the Sega Channel, which is how I played it as a kid. But it came out in Europe and it had a famous title. It was catchphrases you see on the screen during the intro. One says for Mega Driver's Custom, And the second one is visual shock, speed shock, sound shock. Now is the time to 68,000 heart on fire. And the story is even worse. Like, the translated, it has like an intro screen and it shows the entire story. And it's like literally the worst translated Japanese to English you'll ever see.
Don't spoil the terrible translation for us.
Oh, it's perfect. It's only for the, I think it's the PAL release, not the North American release. The North American release actually fixed the translation. Thusly, it created a really derivative shooter. Well, not derivative, but it had a really awesome shooter game, but the story was totally uninteresting. It was just playing that game as a kid, you didn't really care much about the story and the really awful trans... Oh, that's my kitty cat.
Meow.
She wants to get involved.
Meow, meow.
But the game itself was very, very good. It's a lot of fun. It's very complicated. A lot of controls, a lot of moves, a lot of upgrades, power-ups. That's about it, though.
I saw the Game Center CX episode for the Quest of Key, and now I want to play that.
Oh my, I don't want to play Quest of Key.
No, please don't.
I vote Alien Soldier. Are we all okay with this?
I would
play
Alien
I'm okay with Alien Soldier. Let's do Alien Soldier.
Let's do it. Alien Soldier is also, it's listed for consoles for Mega Drive, Virtual Console, and then On Live.
Yeah.
Wow. On Live.
I forgot that even existed.
Yeah.
On Live.
On Live?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that thing. More like On Dead.
I didn't get it.
Because it's the opposite of Live.
Because it sucks.
It's dead.
So, yeah, Video Game Book Club. Make sure you play Alien Soldier before the next episode, especially if you're listening to this podcast. And you don't
listen to the podcast.
It will be a shared experience.
So, gentlemen, before we do number one, the Kickstarter watch, and number two, the top picks, what have you been playing?
Demon's Souls. I got it like a few weeks ago, although I only played it. Last time I played it was last Sunday. It was pretty good. Pretty good.
I finally played a lot of Dark Souls because I've had it for like a year and I've barely played it. And I got to Ornstein and Asshole, and goddamn, I hate them.
They're great.
Get good.
Get good.
Pikachu and Snorlax.
The fight's really great. I love how tense it got for me, because I tried doing it using only a boulder side sword and very, very light armor, and just
only
a that's so sword. Tense.
I mean, only the best weapon in the game.
Great weapon, yeah. With magic enchant, as in the spell, not the actual one. Yeah,
so only one of the best weapons in the game is what you use then.
Yes, one of the best buffs. And I was like dodging everything. It's great.
I've been playing way too much Madden NFL.
Have you gotten to Four Kings yet?
No, he's playing.
I'm on Ornstein, and
he's been stuck there for like
no,
a week.
Fuck Four Kings. I always have trouble with Four Kings. The boss
Bed of Chaos.
Souls. I don't find them as hard as in Dark Souls. And Demon's Souls, I did Flame Lurker first try, actually. I admit, I do always bring a lot of grass, but still.
Yeah, you cheater.
Eat grass every day.
Grass isn't cheating. I also beat Manny's his first try, but enough of me, like...
It is if you use, 15 in one fight.
No, Mao, so amazing at video games.
I know, yeah, I'm so...
Okay, Baron, were you gonna go?
Yeah, sure. I've been playing Lands of Lore 2 Guardians of Destiny a whole bunch. It's available on GOG for like $6. It's a very unusual computer RPG that was released by Westwood Studios back in the late 90s, 98, ooh, I think is when it came out. They are also famous for making Command & Conquer and all that good stuff. But back in the day, they had a really cool series called Lands of Lore, and it was kind of Might and Magic style game. And then it kind of turned into Ultima Underworld. On the second one, and it's a really good game. It's sadly very much overlooked. You play as a guy named Luther in the second one, and he was cursed by his mother, who's an evil witch sorceress, to wear this mask under his skin and his face that would cause him to randomly transform into either a giant beast or a lizard.
Metal.
Well, it's, yeah.
Very metal.
It's fun. It's a good game. I mean, it's... If you guys don't know about it, I recommend you just give it a look at. I look on YouTube. There's a couple of people that have done Let's Plays of it and watch the gameplay. It's really fun. It has like the item variety almost equal to that of Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
All right, can I go?
Yes, just get on the list.
Yes, all right. The floor is yours. Nobody else talk.
I played Kentucky Route Zero, which is this really atmospheric adventure game. It's really neat. It's about this kind of metaphysical highway that's in this cave beneath Kentucky. And there's like just all kinds of weird stuff. It's cool. Let me think. What else did I play? I played Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition, which, you know, it's Baldur's Gate. It's still really good. But, you know, I'm not sure about some of the stuff they added, because the actual enhancements are really nice. It runs on the Baldur's Gate 2 engine. It works well in modern operating systems without you having to install 10,000 mods that have the chance of corrupting your save constantly. But they added like a bunch of really obnoxious new characters who I don't like at all. They're awful. Then I started Ni No Kuni just yesterday. It's really good because I finally got an HDMI cable for my PS3. So I'm not using AV on an HDTV anymore, which is nice.
Ooh.
Yeah. I should have done that a while ago, but it's like it was $5 on Amazon, and I'm like, you know, I can spend those $5 on indie games on Steam. But well, I finally went and got it.
I fucking walked in on my housemates playing video games on an Xbox 360, plugged into composite cables, plugged into a composite to SCART adapter, plugged into the SCART port on the TV, and I was like, what are you doing? I can't even read the text. How have you been doing this for all this time? They're like, I don't know. Who cares? I don't care.
You know, nice. Playing Ni No Kuni, it's like, it's a real shame that this generation had to be the colorless brown and bloom generation, because really colorful games in HD just look so nice. Like I also played Okami HD on the PS3, which looks really lovely too. So yeah.
Funny, the early years of this console generation were actually pretty good, because you had stuff like Viva Pinata and others that were really, really colorful. Yeah.
The last good Rare
really,
game.
Really, really good.
And the only good game they ever made with Xbox, with Microsoft, I mean.
Can I talk about a game again? Because I forgot.
Is it SMT?
It's not, no.
It's SMT, guys.
No, it's Devil May Cry 4. I've been streaming quite a bit recently. But yeah, Devil May Cry 4 is really cool, especially on the PC, because the PC edition has the legendary Dark Knight mode, which is what I've been streaming, with all the most of the music edited to be Slam Jam related. Yeah, it's just really, really crazy and fun. Like, so nice getting SSS rank and just wailing on the demons, not getting hit.
So good at video games, Mal.
I'm not good at video games. But
shut up, then.
It's not hard to get SSS on Legendary Dark Knight mode. It's not even that hard. It's just because there's loads of enemies around.
You underplay your own skill, Mal. You know that?
No, I don't. Anyway.
He does badly at it, to be ironic. To ironically make fun of people who are bad at video games.
No,
hey,
I'm not.
I don't
not
like you doing... unironically making fun of people or ironically making fun of me.
I'm not being ironic at all. I'm not that good. It's just that LBK mode's not that hard. But it's really fun to stream because it's a pretty good game. It's a shame that I think it got rushed, didn't it? Moogle?
Yeah, they gave it like 2 years of development.
Yeah.
It was supposed to have 2 years. It only got 1 year.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all good what they made, even though a lot of it's backtracking, and unfortunately it's not like a proper boss rush mode or like boss choice. There's Blight Palace, but for that you have to go through every single floor get to like what boss you want.
It's like the underlying mechanics are really good, it's just that
they're great.
It's just they couldn't really do they didn't have new areas in their spec tracking.
Yeah, when you're doing well, you'll feel good. It's especially like getting table hoppers is Nero, because you have to time it like just right. And Royal Guards, of course. But yeah, that's enough of DMC 4. It's a good game. Hopefully they can make a good DMC 5 one day.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they probably won't.
No, they won't.
You know, it's like the PC version of DMC 4 was really good. I wish they could have done a good PC version of DMC 3. DMC 3. Yeah. I got that right.
Yeah. I would stream like an emulated version of it if I wasn't terrible at emulating things.
Well, I don't know, though. I've heard there are ways you can, like, fix up the PC version of DMC 3. Although, I don't know. I can't remember where I heard all this stuff, but I vaguely remember hearing that it doesn't run at 60 FPS, which is... Yeah.
It's much better than emulators. The best way of
playing it is still to play it on a PS3 or a 360 in the HD release.
Yeah.
I have HD release. It's just, I don't know, I just don't feel... I like DMC 4 more, I guess, maybe because it's on the computer and the screens are in front of me. I don't know. I just feel, I don't know.
Bayonetta's still a better game anyway, so who gives it?
You're probably just like bad at 3.
I should finish Bayonetta. I should really...
Bayonetta's
not good at 3. I should really replay Bayonetta. I am
Bayonetta
not
Bayonetta is the only game I ever fell asleep while playing. And I actually like that game. But I don't know what happened. Like, it was the part where you ride a motorcycle up a rocket, up the side of a rocket.
Oh, God, yes.
And I suddenly just fell asleep.
Dude, like, that's exciting hype portions of the game.
I've never had any problems with just, like, with, what's it called when you just suddenly fell asleep?
Narcolepsy?
Yeah, narcolepsy. I've never had it in my life, but it was fucking weird, dude.
I forgot I forgot something I wanted to say about... Baldur's Gate Enhanced. Like one of the new characters they added is this. You know that one chick from Fallout New Vegas who was played by what's her name?
Felicia Day.
No,
Oh my god, Veronica.
Veronica.
Yeah, and she's kind of a little annoying.
I like.
Well,
Veronica.
they have a character like that in Baldur's Gate, but turned up to 11, and she.
Imowen.
No. Imowen's pretty awful too. The wild mage, yeah, Nira. No, it's a new character that they felt the need to add in who just feels completely out of place. She's just annoying. She says things like when you click on her, she says, "You rang," and I'm like, oh my god, wow. Why? Why?
A lot of people shit on Veronica and Fallout New Vegas, but you know who's way worse? Fucking Cass. I hate that character. She's so fucking
Cass
lame.
Cass is
just
pretty fucking shitty.
Bitches all the time and talks about how much she drinks just constantly, which to be fair I do too, but still.
All right.
I just want to avoid the problem.
I think Happy Man, that's your self-hatred coming out.
Yeah, it is, but
you see yourself in her unless
you also sucks
her
as a fighter. So
Happy Man has several
she's fucking
axes
terrible
of hatred that
and her voice on actor sucks, and there's a lot of other problems. Like my voice actor doesn't suck, for example, so that's your favorite character.
Yeah, his voice actor is really convincing, I thought.
Happy. What I want is just to give you a list of video games and things in video games. I just want you to say if you like it or not. Neither fuck it or I like it.
Okay.
Characters.
That would be great. Next podcast for sure.
That would be kind of a funny segment to just do like a really quick segment where you just lift off a bunch of things and I say fuck it.
It could be or like really specific things like peanut butter getting stuck to the top of your mouth.
I don't mind.
I always ask about really specific things. Like, what's your favorite, like, really weird thing that nobody ever thinks about?
Do like, dogs do that mean have jobs get jealous of dogs that are pets?
Who's your favorite cartoon cat?
Ooh.
Hobbs.
Ooh.
Hobbs. Yeah, Hobbs. Like, Hobbs is the fucking
man. So, video games. Mm, video yeah games, everybody.
Oh, fuck video
I'd
games.
I'd say the entire cast and crew of SWAT Cats, maybe.
Cats, oh my God. You do your...
that fucking show.
Why do I even bother?
SWAT Cats.
Maybe Heathcliff, I don't know.
Oh, Heathcliff.
What the fuck are we doing anymore?
Best cartoon cat.
Happy Man, what have you been playing?
Oof.
You're not better than Felix.
Best cartoon
Happy
dog
Man, video games, play, have you, what have?
Me? I've been playing Fallout 2. That game's better than 1. It's also a lot harder than 1.
Yeah.
But I really like it. It takes you way longer to get a gun, and the first gun you get is really fucking bad. So
I was really bad at it, and then there was like some threshold I crossed where my Parsi just became incredibly overpowered. I don't remember where it was.
That's just
I'm at Morok right now. Mordok.
Can you have like all the companions with you?
I have Vic and the tribal guy right now.
I think it depends on your charisma. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's like Sulik, is it? The tribal guy?
Yeah.
I think Vic and the super Marcus. The super mutant? It's Marcus. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Marcus. That guy is fucking awesome, dude. He's in New Vegas too.
I wish he was a companion in New Vegas.
Yeah, but he's got a town now, dude. He's got responsibilities.
Yeah, he's too cool. Yeah. Although he did have a town in two, and he was like, nah, fuck it, I'm going with you.
Well, he didn't run it, though, did he?
Man, it's fucking bullshit. Yeah. New Vegas, he thinks he's too cool to hang out with you. God damn it, Marcus. Jesus.
Okay, so what I've been playing. Lots of roguelikes.
Are you sure that when you say roguelikes, you shouldn't tarnish my arbitrary definition of roguelike by playing a game that's like Rogue and calling it a roguelike when it's actually a game that's like a game that's like Rogue? God, do you not know how
people say roguelite these days for games that are
people are full of shit. If it's like Rogue vaguely, it's a roguelike. I don't give a fucking shit if it's you think it's a roguelike. Well,
it just has to keep the spirit of Rogue, and that's pretty much it, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, so yeah, okay. Let's go through the list. Doomerel. It was pretty good, but I need to beat it or something. I don't know. It was the one I played most. Played more Cataclysm. They added some nice stuff.
I wonder why the CryEngine 3 is so awesome. I'm sorry.
I played Tome, which is... it's like... or it's based off of the game that Diablo was based off of, but it's way better than Diablo, so you should play it if you think you liked Diablo.
Does it have...
Because it has... yes, all roguelikes have loot because, I mean, they're called roguelikes because you get loot from the dungeons because you're rogue.
Like in Diablo, the whole appeal is being able to keep your loot.
Yeah, it's the thing is, it's the game that Diablo is based on is called Angband, and it's more combat focused than like NetHack and stuff. So there's a little bit more focus on loot, I guess, but. Like, it's more about the skills and stuff that are really cool and tactical, and I already have like 20 skills and I haven't even played that much. So, yeah.
Sounds pretty cool.
And then there was Elona, which is a crazy fucking game. Did I what?
I was going to ask, what's that one, Tales of Majayal or something? Did you play that one?
That's Tome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one.
It's just abbreviation.
You just didn't want to say the whole thing.
Yeah, Tales of Majayal, yeah. And it's also really deep, and it has full graphics, so if you like graphics, it's good. And it also has like full... It's also an engine that people can design their own roguelikes through and with Lua scripting and stuff, so yeah. Okay, and then there's Alona, which is this crazy Japanese game where like even the easiest dungeons will immediately kill you, and I have no idea how to play it yet. So, and you can have a little girl's event, and you can also get impregnated with aliens by drinking from the well.
What? I was following you until that last sentence.
Biggest video games 101.
And then
I zoned out, and then that.
And if you're a performer, you can be killed by people throwing stuff at you because you're bad. And yeah.
Like, yeah, it sounds pretty cool. But I thought Elona
was
like
the GLA IRL. Then
people get mad at you
being badly.
And the whole thing is like, and also you have to pay taxes. Yes, you have to pay taxes. And you get paid once a month for your fame and stuff. And if you don't pay your taxes, I guess the government probably comes after you. And then there's Unreal World, which is a... it's like the ultimate survival game, and it's set in like fantasy Finland in the 10th century where they're all like pagan and stuff. And so there's like... So all the mythology... It's really like pagan and shit, and it's cool. But I haven't played it much because it's really easy to die, and I haven't fully understood things about it yet. And that's what I've been playing.
Good who God, was, man.
Speaking of roguelikes, who was streaming, Liberal Crime Squad? Was it anyone here?
Oh, that was
Wasn't
rude.
Wasn't that rude?
Okay,
that was
so rude. Yeah, no one here
Liberal
then.
Liberal Crime flag. Squad is what, look at the hilarious flag. Game.
Oh my God.
I forgot that game existed. I'm surprised Rude played that game. I need to watch that stream.
You want to hear what I've been playing?
Yes.
Too bad.
Sure.
Too bad. Waluigi time.
I've been playing Amnesia: A Machine for Pigs. Has anyone else here played that?
No.
I didn't.
I watched you play it, so I guess that counts.
I heard it was disappointing, so I did not play it.
Nobody else here played Amnesia: A Machine for Pigs. I wanted to talk about Machine for Pigs with someone, God damn
it.
Well,
damn it, Katz, I watched you play it.
I tried watching, but it was too dark.
It is a legitimately better game than it is given credit for. Whoop. That was me dropping some scissors. It is a legitimately better game than it's given credit for. It has a good story, good music, great world design and atmosphere, and really shit gameplay.
So what I wanted to know is... right there. Did they need to strip out like all the horror mechanics?
Yeah, like the sanity system is gone, which is really disappointing because it sort of means you can look at the monsters without any kind of penalty, which makes them less scary.
Yeah, that's silly. So
I don't mind the inventory being removed because inventory puzzles are kind of they're like the lowest kind of puzzle, like in the puzzle hierarchy. But they haven't really replaced them with any kind of like good puzzle. They've just got like take thing A to place B and insert it into a place where it automatically snaps in.
So it sounds like there's a lot of wandering around instead of puzzle solving. Couldn't have expected that from the Chinese room.
The people going, oh yeah, it's Dear Esther the horror game. Cats, absolutely nothing like Dear Esther.
Cats, it doesn't
resemble Dear Esther in the slightest.
How doesn't it? It's mostly about story and walking places. That's Dear Esther in a nutshell.
Well, so is
it has a high level of interactivity. It's just that the interactions aren't very compelling. Also, Dear Esther's story is vaguely told, all in the past and heavily open to interpretation. Whereas
Purple Prose.
Amnesia is a very sort of tight and focused narrative that plays out in front of you. They're totally different games. It's absolutely nothing like Dear Esther.
It still takes the concepts from it and then uses them directly.
The only thing that's similar is that it has very simple gameplay.
So,
which you could say about fucking any game, to be honest.
Yeah, you play roguelike.
Katz, you did write a review about this. Have you played any other game?
You play Alona. Let's see if it has simple gameplay.
I wanted to talk about Machine for Pigs with someone.
Even though you didn't play it.
I did play it.
Even though I didn't play it, I mean. But did they need to... Was there any reason for stripping, like, the sanity system out, like, within the context of the story, or did they just do it because...
I have no idea. There's no like within the context of the story, it's like it's the Industrial Revolution. We've got electric power, so we don't really need oil lanterns anymore. So that's why the lantern's gone.
Okay, that makes sense.
But some of the other stuff, like, you know, the removal of the sanity system doesn't really make any sense. And what was the other thing that I was annoyed about with it? The level design. Amnesia's levels are very like open plan with lots and lots of like little rooms and hiding places and cubby holes, and the monster will sort of roam around the main corridors. Whereas basically the pigs in Machine for Pigs are like little set pieces on a linear path, and like you run past them and then you never see them again. They don't like patrol and they chase you, but they don't really like actively look for you and hunt you down, which is really, really disappointing because that's probably the scariest part of Amnesia is being hunted, and they just don't have that.
And your lantern literally tells you whenever one's near.
The lantern is a really nice touch, I think. The lantern flickering when one is near, because like you see a lantern flicker and you're like, oh shit. And it builds tension. But the tension that it builds, and it builds a lot of tension, the tension it builds is never really released because there's never really like a big scare that happens that freaks you the fuck out. The closest thing I can think of is when you're fixing the bilge pump, and for the past hour of the game, you've been in like watery environments, and there's been like the amnesia water monster below you, and you've been like, "Ah, you can't get me, water monster." And then suddenly the bridge you're on breaks, and you fall into this massive thing of water with all these water monsters, and you're like, "Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit." And you have to fucking run and like peg it up a ladder. But I didn't think that it had anywhere near the number of moments like that the original Amnesia had that made it so scary.
But it's like a spin-off, right?
Yeah, it's a spin-off. It's not meant to be a sequel to Amnesia. It's meant to be a different thing. And
okay.
And Frictional Games, were, to the Chinese room, they were kind of like, make something different. Don't just make something that was the first Amnesia again. I know everyone's going to want that, but don't do it.
So I guess the problem is then everyone is expecting it to be a sequel and hasn't quite gotten the fact that it's a spin-off then.
They shouldn't have put the Amnesia franchise title on it.
Yeah. No, that's what I said in my review. They should not have put the Amnesia name on it because it makes people think it's going to be Amnesia. And honestly, the story to that game is actually really good. It's not like Dear Esther where it's a bit wishy-washy and a bit pretentious. Like
Purple Prose.
You know, it's like, it's not needlessly obtuse, but it's at the same time, it's a like flowery and the prose is quite good and the voice acting's exceptional.
Unlike Amnesia 1.
And impossible geometry. I fucking love Daniel's voice in Amnesia 1. He's hilarious.
The orb.
Well, like the thing about calling it like an amnesia machine for pigs is that like people will expect it to be like they're gonna make it like with like what they did with Penumbra and just stay in the same franchise for a while, and then they didn't. So yeah,
I people disappointed by Amnesia Machine for Pigs need to go back and play the third Penumbra game, which
that one doesn't exist. That's just a puzzle game.
Don't know, they made one Penumbra game that wasn't scary at all because you could hit the monsters to death with a hammer.
It was,
and they would like bug through the walls and shit.
And it was a little bit scary.
They made another Penumbra game that was quite scary for its first couple of hours, but after a while you got sort of acclimatized to the monster and it wasn't as good.
Clarence is a bomb. You stay out of this.
Clarence is a really fun character. Very hammy. They love their hammy writing. Yep. And then they made, after what looked like two games that had increased in scariness, they made Penumbra 3, which had no monsters in it. The whole game was just like shitty adventure game puzzles
and jump scares occasionally.
It was awful.
Any monster that you see is just imaginary. Oh man,
that was a bad game. Anyway, the point is, Machine Pigs is alright.
Well, it was originally just going to be like not even a full game.
Yeah, it was just going to be a mod or something or a custom story. Yeah. But I guess Frictional's next game, by the way, for which the teaser site has come up, and it's like it makes overt references to Philip K. Dick novels, so I'm quite intrigued by that.
Fap. Yeah. Finally, like, I hope they end up avoiding direct comparisons to H.P. Lovecraft this time.
Weren't people bringing up, like, some kind of SCP thing?
Yeah,
it's like, kind of like SCP, the new one they're doing.
It's like we already know that it's like they're in a research facility for crazy shit, crazy supernatural stuff. And yeah, because of the trailer thing that they had.
They had a trailer? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's the woman in the chair with the computer.
Haven't seen that.
Wow, you need to watch it.
Yeah, I should.
It's on their website. It's on the website for the game.
I've also been playing web development, making Gavio Party 2. That was fun. Been playing Max Overdrive Extreme Sunset Showdown Supreme. Oh, wait, no. I had the title the wrong way around, which depressed everybody.
Yeah, it depressed me.
But people keep asking when new episodes are going to come out, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't have time. I legitimately don't have time.
It was training for everyone involved, I think.
And one more thing I want to mention, because there's a sale on right now that'll probably be off by the time this podcast comes out, but whatever. And I got a game called Tiny Barbarian Deluxe.
I need 23 more cents in order to buy another roguelike.
God damn it.
Sword of the Stars, the Pit.
So can I tell you why Tiny Barbarian Deluxe is an excellent game?
I want to know.
It's because you play as a tiny barbarian with a sword and a beard, and you beat things to death and body slam them, and there is much platforming and combat and excellent music playing in the background, and you should all go buy it.
Okay.
Just how tiny is the barbarian? This is very important to me.
Yeah, it is.
I'd say he's pretty small. Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's not like a midget. He's just like a small barbarian.
Manlet?
Don't use the word manlet.
I'm looking at it now. This barbarian looks pretty cool despite being so tiny. I like this dude.
It's a really fun-ass game. Just like running through levels, having enjoyable fun.
Yeah, this game looks awesome, actually.
Reminds me of the good old days. It's just unpretentious, straight gameplay. Here you go. And it's got a really nice variety in like the enemies and the levels and stuff, and a good like difficulty curve that like, you know, increases the correct amount, and really cool bosses that fight you and set pieces.
It's good that the bosses fight you.
Yeah, it's good that the bosses.
That's a good feature of games.
You wouldn't want a game where you just like walked into the final boss room and like shot the final boss with your pistol once while he's talking and he dies. That
it's called
shit.
The Mass Effect 1.
Fable I don't know when I've made a game like that.
Himself.
All right, what else has someone been playing?
Nobody here has been playing Grand Theft Auto 5, I take it.
No.
I actually played
that game
a little
came
bit.
Out? I hadn't realized.
Yeah.
It did.
Were you
being sarcastic, Moogle?
Maybe.
I legitimately don't give a fuck.
No, I don't either.
It's okay, but I wish I could play online.
I'm too busy playing other games.
It feels a bit like there's a kind of open world fatigue. You see what I'm saying? People are getting sick of open world games.
Oh god, I hope.
I have to say, thank god.
Games for years.
Finally,
just play open world roguelikes are the best things ever.
Like everything's been going.
I'm not kidding.
Recently, I'm annoyed by it.
Well,
let me
rephrase that. I would say there's been like a sandbox.
Yeah.
Fatigue. Not an open world. Different
I'm
things.
I'm probably going to get GTA 5 at some
point.
Yeah,
I heard it was actually. But like,
I'd wait for the PC port.
I can't stand hearing about it right now because I can't avoid it, you know?
Understandable. Like
it's one of those games that you cannot avoid hearing about and hear about people how. And hearing from people who played it about how great it is. And that kind of makes you hate it automatically just because you can't avoid it.
Hmm. You know, Bioshock Infinite.
I don't actually hate that game. I like GTA
way games,
so.
There is something I'm very interested in, game-wise. I don't know if anyone really cares, but I kind of wish that there was more soft body physics being implemented in vehicles and stuff like that.
You do?
Yeah.
You mean like suspension and stuff, or?
Yeah, like I posted a couple links to interesting videos that I was looking at, like. Of vehicles. There's a game called Beam MG Drive, and it's really weird, but it has some amazing physics in it. And
you mean
it
that test engine?
Yeah, it's a test engine right now. But like, they're trying to find a very interesting and very low, very high efficiency, low CPU consumption way of implementing these features in games and stuff like that. Like when a car accident happens or a vehicle collides into a structure, there's an actual engine that can compensate for the force and the projected amount of force into a solid object, and the vehicle will crumple up accordingly, and it looks really, really cool.
This reminds me that there's a new flat-out game coming out.
It's not by the original devs, though, so it's going to suck.
Oh, it isn't?
I'm pretty sure the original devs gave up on that.
Oh, I saw a video that they put out and how they're like, oh, we're listening to the fans and we're not going to listen to the big companies, and that's why this game has to be smaller.
Oh,
it be one
hold
that...
up. Is that the crowdfunded one or not?
I'm not sure. I only saw that one video on it.
The developers are crowdfunding a spiritual successor to Flatout, and they might have like lost the rights to it or something.
Yeah, it's going to be something like that.
I find it interesting. I played like the first Flatout game, and I was like, "Yeah, that's pretty cool."
Yeah, I mean, it's just fun seeing, or it's nice seeing something that's going to be different from everything else that's coming out, and having a racing game that isn't. It's more of a demolition derby race than an actual race, because most racing games I just find completely boring.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I like racing with like a heavy like. Emphasis on like understanding a physics engine and mastering it. Like I really like Trackmania in that regard, of which I've been playing the Wii version recently, and that's such a good game. It's very enjoyable.
Speaking of understanding physics engines in racing games, Sonic All-Stars and whatever transformed.
Fuck the bees. Sonic All-Stars
Racing transformed.
Sonic and All-Stars. Sonic and, yeah, Sonic
Danica
and All-Stars
Patrick. Racing transformed.
Like, I really hate the collision physics in that game. Like when I bump into the back of someone because I'm going really fast and they're going really slow, it should not make me stop and give them a ridiculously huge boost. It should shunt them out of the way. I don't give a shit about actual physics and transfer of momentum in this. What I care about is making a game that isn't shit. And that's
I like how we have this conversation every single podcast.
Every single time.
Everdux spun
almost
me around.
Almost verbatim, we have this
180 degrees.
He spun you so fast, you went into orbit.
You don't even get the quote right anymore.
But yeah, that thing I just posted the video was actual, like, use of soft physics on an engine for a beam NG.
Yeah, are you on top of a hill really right now?
I kind of am, actually. No. Oh. I'm next to a fan.
Oh.
I'll turn it off.
Also, I saw a game last night that I tried to stream. I think that you'd be interested in a Catsman. It was Yume Nikki 3D.
I actually played that at 4 o'clock in the morning last night. So, beat you there.
Did you see that? Yeah.
Did I see what?
I was going to say, did you see the thread?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried streaming it, but I couldn't have the game open and then get it, and then get the capture window because the game would crash every time I tried to window out.
Oh, that's disappointing. But yeah, I mean, I played a bit of that, wandered around, and I thought it was pretty cool.
How much do they have now? I'm looking at the site, and they have the Nexus, the Number World, and the Color Tile World by the looks of it.
They've got a lot of worlds, but I think, like, it's been ages since I played Yume Nikki, but I noticed a lot of places that I didn't recognize from the original game.
Ooh.
So the guy's, like, done, like, new stuff a lot, and I didn't find any effects in, like, 40 minutes of playing, like, any of them.
Hmm.
It's kind of weird because it doesn't use the sprite art graphics that Yume Nikki uses, which is kind of disappointing. Like a lot, I mean, I know it's very early and they're probably going to replace the textures, but a lot of the textures are like low resolution but semi realistic.
It looks like I'm looking at the bedroom and it looks like they tried to get the art style.
Yeah, the bedroom and like the outside of Skyscraper and the Nexus are all like they are in the original game, but there's a lot of places that just aren't.
So, what's the point of making Yume Nikki in 3D anyways?
I
don't know.
To do
well, it's not like a remake of Yume Nikki. It's like there's new stuff there.
Oh, it's a different game entirely?
It's not a different game entirely.
Well, then it's a remake in 3D.
It's a new take on a... I'm trying to figure out how to say this.
It's Yume Nikki to Twin Snakes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no. No, it.
Well, that's a bad comparison because Twin Snakes sucks, but you get what I mean.
Yeah, Twin Snakes isn't good.
Twin Snakes isn't good? I thought it was.
No, it's not.
No,
that's a GameCube.
The maps doesn't work with the MGS2 mechanics at all.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, like they ruined... I think they... Was it the Ocelot boss battle they ruined with the first person?
Yeah, you can beat the Ocelot battle in like 30 seconds because you can aim, but you can aim like in first person so you can shoot between the pillars.
Like, it's really not use first person and do all the other stuff that they added. Like,
and then they had
Super Mario Sunshine on your GameCube.
They had they brought in some shitty Kung Fu movie director to do all of the cutscenes. And now they're, like, absolutely
I thought that was pretty funny,
idiotic.
But yeah, it's not good at all.
So,
it was the guy
who
did
got,
Versus, I think, in Torque.
Doesn't, like, Snake jump on missiles and stuff, and he does he does a 360 no-scope, basically, at one point.
Yeah, against Sniper Wolf. But my favorite one is when he's in the cell with the DARPA chief, and Johnny comes knocking on the door. He says, hey, shut up in there. And Snake jumps up and hangs from the ceiling like Splinter Cell.
Oh, God.
I mean, Sam Fisher, not Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell's a pretty cool guy.
I remember, like, sometimes I see... fake news articles that, you know, like people post in threads and it'll be like really early in the morning and I'll think they're real because fatigue clouds judgment. Like, someone did a fake news post about Nicalis doing Cave, or not Cave Story, Yume Nikki.
Oh, that would that would legitimately, like, I'd probably have a mental breakdown or something. I don't know.
I went and used the original, because on Cave Story Plus, you can install the original translation. And oh my god, it's
the original is so much better.
So much better, Jesus.
Because it's a loose translation, whereas the one that Callus did tried to stick very closely to the original Japanese. And I don't know if you've ever like seen something translated directly from Japanese into English.
Yeah, it never makes any translations sense. Aren't good.
You have to be very
well
with it.
No, the one thing where they took liberties with it though was they had Balrog make Kool-Aid references, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, Jesus Christ, Nicalis.
Yeah,
good,
it's like,
as huzzah.
Come on, huzzah is a fantastic catchphrase for him. But
it's
no,
iconic and it's
got
a
fucking Kool-Aid man that shit.
Yeah, unless just that sucks. Don't buy the Nicalis Cave Story.
Don't.
I got it in a Humble Bundle, so now I kind of feel obligated to use it since I paid money for it. I mean,
Nicalis, more like Jabro Nicalis.
Very true.
Oh, nice.
Shots fired.
Also,
I'm sure.
How are you gonna act,
Catsman?
I'm
sure you'll disagree with me, but I don't really have a problem with the new graphics. And the new music's okay. Like the
graphics aren't bad. The music is absolutely horrible.
Yeah,
it is terrible. Well, literal ear rape.
It is
discordant. There are missing instruments. There are loops not done properly. It's far less interesting than the original mixes.
If you think
generally sounds like,
if you think that's bad, you should hear. They've now got the soundtrack from Cave Story 3D in it as well, and that one's like even worse.
I remember the original; they released it on the Wii, and because of a bug, it didn't have any percussion when it was released. It just didn't fucking have any percussion at all. I was like, "Are you serious? How did some? Did they really care this little? God damn!
Fucking Nicalis, Jesus! Were they involved with Cave Story 3D at all?
Yeah, they did.
Weren't they?
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, but people think that they were involved with La Mulana on the PC when they had nothing to do with it. Like they were gonna, but
they did La Mulana on the WiiWare though.
Yeah,
but isn't that the
Nigoro
same thing?
Did it themselves on the PC, because they were tired of working with a bunch of amateurs. Like Nicalis.
I hate their website, but Nicalis is, oh my god, is so terrible.
Isn't that the one where, like, they've got all of this stuff, like, ooh, we're so pleased with ourselves.
It has blaring-ass 8-bit fucking bullshit music. It's entirely in Flash. It has a pixelated background. Ugh, it's just terrible. And it's just this like 10-beat loop over and over again that goes, burr, 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 burr.
And that's I'm looking at it now.
Wow, I really hate Nicalis.
Completely unrelated, but I was just playing some Alien Soldier now. It's pretty cool. Like, select your own weapons from a list of weapons you have. So yeah, go play it for the book club.
Okay. Are we going to talk about something else?
Yeah, okay.
Have we finished going through everyone and what games they played?
I went to a movie night last night, and so I watched The Last of Us.
You watched
How was that movie game?
I found out a lot of my friends are really, really bad at video games. Like, I watched people die even though they had, like, easy mode sonar vision.
Jesus.
Huh.
There is one part I know that gets a lot of people because they introduce a new enemy type that they don't tell you about it, but it looks like one of the old enemy types. But yeah, I don't know. It's not a hard game.
Are we really trying to avoid spoilers on like The Last of Us? Like, if you wanted to play that
fucking
game,
cares.
You already have your opinion on that game.
I kind of care.
I already have.
Okay, well, let's not talk about it. Let's go move on to
The Last of Us Dies.
It turns out Rosebud is his sled now.
Hey, I was gonna watch that movie.
Silent Green.
Yeah, what the hell were we doing? I was just playing Alien Soldier, so I zoomed out.
I actually didn't get Citizen Kane's World for me somehow. It was amazing.
Well, you did now, Jim.
No, yeah, I watched it.
Anyway, top video picks.
I'm sorry?
Top video picks.
What are the picks, Happy Man?
For October, we got five games. You're gonna pick the top three sellers.
Can we have the results from the last one? Because it's been like
no, you can't because I have to start us over.
Everything
was in a notepad document, and that just fucking disappeared off my computer.
Maybe because you forgot to save it, and then you.
Less about no,
I'm sure I saved
more
it.
About
Beyond
photos.
Beyond Two Souls, Pokemon X and Y, Battlefield 4, Batman Arkham Origins, and Assassin's Creed 4. This is a good month. That's Wait, a high profile game.
There's
a third Arkham game.
So list them in the chat, and then I'll discreetly send you my pick. So
I
he
did.
Played
so,
awesome ideas.
Okay, also, we're talking about games on movies, so can you get Beyond Two Souls out of there?
And that was a fucking joke.
Oh,
like, I don't feel strongly about Beyond Two Souls, but holy fuck. That joke was old like a few months after Metal Gear Solid 4 came out,
sorry.
And people are still doing it.
I'm sorry, I just woke up.
I'll make you sorry.
Beyond Two Souls should be the top-selling game of all time because it features Willem Dafoe in genital mutilation.
Okay,
I fucking hate David Cage.
So, yeah, David Cage fucking sucks. Anyway.
Rage in the Cage.
Okay, so send me the top three picks to me in the chat.
Question, how much did Black 2 and White 2 sell?
No idea.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, click my name and chat me the top three ones.
Okay, it took 3 months to sell 7 million copies, so.
It's going to be Pokemon.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
We always say this about Nintendo games, and then it's not them.
But, it's never
but
is.
It's Pokemon.
It's Creed 4. What the fuck?
Creed 4 is going to sell. Everyone's bored of Creed.
Pod fags are totally bored of Creed. No, they're not.
Also, yeah, GTA 5 isn't on our list. I guess it's just not going to sell.
Isn't that...
It's already had like $1 million.
Because GTA came out last month.
No, you don't understand. GTA 5 has come out every month now.
But no, about the thing with the Nintendo games, didn't Animal Crossing actually outsell Last of Us?
No, nope. Last of Us outsold Animal Crossing.
Oh my god, I actually won that one.
Yep, you got three points and everyone else got one.
Only one.
Yeah, you were.
Wait, what am I saying? Wait, is it Creed Black Flag or actually Creed 4?
It's 4.
Does
Black
it really
Flag.
Matter? The yearly.
Assassin's Creed Black Flag is
Assassin's
Creed
4. I'm just confused.
Well,
I'm
really, confused. It's like Assassin's Creed 7, but since the old spin off games apparently don't count.
Okay.
I thought Creed 4 was Watch Dogs.
They've been coming out with Assassin's Creed games every year since.
Baron, that's
every
not
year
how...
since 2005, there's been a new Assassin's Creed games.
That's not how it works, Baron. You right-click Happy Man's name and then do send message.
Catherine did the same thing.
Yeah, I tried to send him the message.
Actually, you can just click on Happy Man's name and just type in the chat.
Yeah, I clicked on his name and typed in the chat. Didn't work. Anyway,
we'll do right-click send message.
Now everyone knows my picks. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why did we start? Because people kept copying everyone else when we did the picks.
If you do the same order as me, I'll fucking deck you.
Happy Man, have you received all the picks?
Who is I'm still writing them down. Hold on.
Okay.
I have the answers from Mao, Lotion, Mike, Fishheads, Baron, Cats, Juju, and Moogle.
Yeah,
are those everyone's?
I think Z-Man's might have passed out.
Oh. I never got to hear the Roomba story.
Jemba, are you out of this picks? Or?
No, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to look at the chat, so I'm not going to cheat.
Looks like
I'm
always
just looking into some stuff.
Always bet on Pokemon. But it looks a bit...
I never went and actually talked about what I was playing, but that's okay. I don't mind.
What have you been playing, Mobile?
All sorts of unreleased video games.
Tell us about Dark Souls 2.
It's Dark Souls 2. It's great. Oh, God. It's lovely, and I want to play it more, but I can't.
You didn't beat the boss.
Scroll. I didn't beat the boss. I realized something quite worrying, though, in that the person who was sitting next to me basically beat the boss by spamming heal items that heal over time and just wading in as much as he could, waiting for the healing effect to just...
I figured that would be a problem, actually.
I think it's going to be a problem for bosses that can't just one-shot you, which either means that they need to nerf the healing effect before release, or they're going to make loads of bosses have one-hit kill attacks, which are complete bullshit. It could go either way there.
Hopefully they check that out.
If you're damaged during the healing effect, it just cancels out.
No, it doesn't.
That sounds good.
It does not do that.
Oh. No, but they should make it.
That's why he was able to wade in and use the healing effect.
They should make it like that.
Alive.
I'll probably
die. Yeah, it was very interesting to play. The game looks far better than it did before. The frame rate is far more stable than it was before, even on a PS3, and it was made for PCs this time as well. So hopefully we'll get a decent port of that.
Good PC
and
port.
It played really nicely. All the animations felt good. The combat felt good, other than a couple of targeting issues, which were probably not so much issues as things that they've changed. So you don't automatically just lock on with attacks, even if you're locked onto the enemy. It's a big, heavy weapon. You swing in the direction that you're facing when you press the button. You have to make sure that you're either standing or facing the enemy when you press the button. Which kind of makes sense. I can understand that.
Were there sexy boss monsters?
There was one sexy boss monster, the Mirror Knight, and he was disgusting.
Oh.
He was disgustingly hard and nice to fight. It felt really good. And there was a corridor of absolute instant death if you stayed in it for more than 5 seconds, so that was fun.
Jesus. What?
So... There were statues on either side as you run down the corridor, and they come to life. Some of them come to life. So you get to the end of the corridor.
Oh, wow.
You don't go through the fog gate. They just absolutely destroy you. That was fun.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds cool.
Wait, so was this the beta of it?
No, this was the TGS demo. This was the TGS build. So it's just the one area and then the boss area, and that was it. What I did notice is that you can no longer mash... The X or the A button, I suppose, on the 360 controller to go through doors fog gates.
If you
do that, it cancels the animation halfway through rapidly.
You were at TGS?
No, it was the Eurogamer Expo, but it was a TGS build. It said TGS build on the start screen. So no, it was very fun. After I played Dark Souls 2, I went and played Bayonetta 2, so that was fun. The queues were absolutely appalling this year, about 2.5 hour queue. Get into some of the games, so that was great.
But was it worth it?
It was worth it for Bayonetta.
Yay!
Totally worth it for Bayonetta.
There you go, happy man.
Worth it. I tried a Rift, an Oculus Rift. That was fun. Enjoyed that. But yeah.
So Jambo, did you take so long because you went and looked at all the pre-orders on like GameStop?
Of course he did. He's Jambalaya Bob.
So what were your guys' picks? I got Pokemon, Battlefield, Assassin's Creed.
Initially, I put Pokemon first, but I was like, actually, no, I don't think so. Because Nintendo games are all slow burners. I'm like,
but
Battlefield
everyone
gonna
with a 3DS is going to buy that.
Yep.
Except me.
I am, but not first week, so.
I'm not falling
are you
into,
not gonna
the,
buy Pokemon?
Yeah, actually,
into the Nintendo trap.
Come to think of it, I'm not buying it first week either. I'm probably going to ask for it for Christmas instead.
Nobody's fucking buying
it. I'm not going to buy it. But
I don't actually like
it. I'm buying it. That's all that matters.
I don't actually like Pokemon that much. So I prefer to buy games I want more, like SMT. SMT
games.
God damn it, Mal.
No,
let me finish. For gay once again.
But,
Jambalaya Bob on the naughty.
My brother wants to go get X, and I might want to get Y. So.
If I cheat, I would have way better stats for my career in this.
That would kind of rely upon you being able to cheat well, though.
Yeah,
I promise you.
I think honestly, I was skeptical about putting Pokemon first, but I mean, if we're talking about international sales,
yes, this is worldwide.
Yeah, exactly. Like.
The Japanese will buy enough units for it to not matter.
Battlefield 4 like has somewhat of an international presence. Like I know a lot of people are sick of Call of Duty, but Battlefield it's still got some decently good publicity as a franchise.
Yeah, even though they're the same game.
It's got
too bad that fucking.
I take it when we do this in like November, we're not going to put Call of Duty on the top video picks list purely on the basis that it's going to win.
No,
because Watch Dogs is coming out the same month.
Yeah, Call of Duty is going down.
But it's going down, finally. It's having the Guitar Hero effect.
So what's Activision going to do next?
Obviously that was going to happen sooner or later.
Titanfall out as well. That looked pretty good.
That'll be the next.
I watched some Titanfall, and that looked pretty fun.
Happy Man, did you say they're going to do MOBAs?
I mean, I was asking, like, if they don't have Guitar Hero or Call of Duty now, are they just going to do mobile games?
They've
or what are they going to do?
Skylanders, and got something else as well. And Skylanders, by the way, sells a shit ton. And
yeah, kids love that for some reason.
Yeah.
Because
I'm having to pay Skylanders. Figures. But yeah.
I'm sure people our age in the late 90s were like, oh, Pokemon sells a lot. I wonder why. I don't understand why.
I don't understand why.
In the 90s, I never...
There's a good article on Eurogamer about why it's so popular.
Is it because...
One of the reasons it's so popular.
Link it in chat, like, Moogle.
Yeah, I want
to
see it.
I'm going to. I'm doing so as we speak, oddly enough.
Well, then why aren't you doing it yet? Now you did.
I've just done so. Fuck you, Jambalaya Bob.
My life as a Pokemon trafficker.
It's a good headline.
You,
it's just there's stuff to do outside of just the core game mechanics.
Yeah.
You can kind of make it what you want to make it.
Mm. You can make it about breeding. You can be a breeder.
Oh, wow.
A trafficker, as this guy is.
Can you be the sex death of language? Is there the 36 lessons of Pikachu somewhere in there?
I'm sure there is.
My favorite
Pikachu is a thing.
Now that they mention it, like my favorite part of it was always exploring and stuff.
The in-game mythology is actually pretty complex.
I like
the in-game mythology of Pokemon.
I liked the flavor they added to the world with Gen 2.
I didn't mean complex. I meant there's a lot there. Is all I'm saying.
Happy Man.
It already is.
I don't have any Kickstarters. I thought it was you guys. No,
someone posted them on the thing.
Yeah, there's the Neil Stephenson Kickstarter sword fighting video game, which GYP talked about on their last podcast. That's kind of just a failure.
Never predicted that would run out of money on that.
Never.
I'm here for further analysis. It just kind of seemed like a dumb idea to begin with.
It didn't seem like it could be done with the money that they had, and then it turned out that it couldn't.
Yep.
Not everybody's that into sword fighting.
So here we've got something called Ambrov X, which was canceled. To all of our backers, it has been a long week and even longer weekend. The Loreful team has spent the time since our last update brainstorming and debating on our campaign. We've collectively come up to the conclusion that our best course of action is to cancel the campaign and regroup. Our daily quota to reach our goal is simply out of reach, but that's okay. What is this now? Oh, God.
You just go to
the Hamburger
go to the
Helper one.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
What?
Please no.
Like, background. If you scroll down on that page,
please.
It says, "Will Jennifer Hepler join the team? We certainly hope so. We are committed to working with Jennifer, and we'll find the funds to bring her on."
And so why are we
happy news?
Caring?
Can everyone please vote yes for Ikaruga on Steam because Ikaruga?
Yes,
I already did.
Please.
I would love that to come to Steam.
I
would love more shmups to come to Steam because currently there's quite a lot of shmups on Disura right now, and I don't know why they haven't made their way to Steam because it's clear that Japanese like indie developers are very happy to port their shmups to the PC, but they just don't appear on Steam.
The thing about
me about this is that why are they going through Greenlight?
Because
seriously, this game is like
it's because
a legend.
Classic, yeah.
It's because like Call
of Duty, just cult though. It's in Edge's like top 20 games ever.
Yeah, but
this game.
But
Why is it going through Greenlight?
A lot of
high-profile shit has had to go through Greenlight recently. It's like Valve is like, okay, if you want your title and theme, you have to go through Greenlight now.
Yeah, I think so.
Knock Knock went through, had to go through Greenlight, and that was like successfully kickstarted. And like Icepick Lodge, they're not like the most well-known studio, but like they have a pretty significant legacy.
Yeah,
you have no idea how many Kickstarter projects are on Greenlight right now. Like that's what I've gotten from looking at from doing that thing where I review every single one of them.
Speaking of Japanese games on Steam, Agarest, I think.
Yes, yeah. Agarest, a generic JRPG that nobody cares about. Yeah,
yeah. No,
I can't wait for waifu simulators.
Some people I know are like crazy about it. I don't know why.
It's really nothing special.
Yeah, well, some people are crazy about what's it, the Katawa Shoujo or whatever.
Yeah, they are.
No, no. Well, I mean, I don't know why they're so into it. And I'll probably try and get them into SMT. And yeah.
Anyways, like
play Fire Emblem as well.
I think that the reason that Japanese games are finally showing up on Steam is more for the Western audience in general, though. So
yeah, I imagine that's the case. It was just a comment on the people that said, if we get these Japanese games on Steam, maybe some really amazing ones will appear.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Naruto's Steam.
Well, I think good ones might appear. Dark Souls helped a lot.
Naruto's
yeah.
Like,
yeah, it did.
Because I'm sure, like... But a lot of Japanese companies don't think that their games will sell well on PC at all.
Yeah. I don't think that was more to do with the fact that they put it on PC as much as it is that Demon's Souls did well for the import market originally. And it really did do well in the import market. And then they brought it to the US and then to Europe and it did spectacularly well everywhere. So that was kind of more of a just a Japanese success story in general, more than a Japanese PC success story.
Well, but I feel like it also
sold best on PC, and PC's
it
now
did
the
as well.
Primary,
yeah, that is true.
Sure, really?
Yeah,
it did. It sold more than the other two platforms combined on PC.
It did have
apparently.
like a really significant cross-cultural appeal, though. Like it meshes with a lot of Western ideas when it comes to like making games. So
I think it's more to do with the fact that it's a Japanese game that doesn't feel very Japanese in some ways. In terms of the aesthetics and the sound and the voices and everything else, it doesn't feel very Japanese.
Yes,
but it feels very Japanese in some other ways, though, right?
In some other ways. The difficulty in the design process that goes into it is very Japanese.
Yeah,
but
the tight gameplay.
The way it looks.
But I think some Japanese games
are
like so Japanese that they're alienating to normal people.
Normal,
like
you mean Japanese people.
Wow.
Bayonetta, all of these things are correct, yes.
I gotta say, like, Naruto's audience in America is bigger than Naruto's audience in Japan. That's all I was gonna say. And that's why it's getting on PC.
It'll be interesting to see how much they sell it for.
Yeah.
They haven't put a price on it yet, you know.
Probably 50 bucks.
Did Happy Man go away? Because I keep waiting for him to say fuck Naruto.
I don't give a fuck about Naruto.
He doesn't care enough, I don't think.
No. Fuck anime.
The only anime he cares about
that. Fuck
is
anime.
Is
everything.
The Big O. And that's a perfectly logical
Hexler
response.
Just screamed, what? From his room when I said fuck anime. I think it's going to come out of suplex or something.
He's going to use the YouTube money to put a hit on you. You realize this.
Let's move on with this podcast.
Okay,
then.
So really, about the Kickstarter, does anyone know why they closed it? Did someone hurt their feelings again?
They ran out of money? Wait, are we talking about Neil Stevenson or the other?
No, the Ambrov X one. What's her name?
The funding was canceled.
The people shit on him for having Jennifer Hepler that much.
I don't know. It just says funding canceled.
I think it's excited about getting a writer that had been laid off from BioWare because they weren't very good.
Oh, that's why.
That's saying something.
I don't like how this person writes video games. I'm going to threaten to rape and murder her. It's a good idea.
It's
fucking nerds.
I think fucking nerds.
I agree.
Like,
I'm sorry to interrupt. I do have an announcement to make.
Oh?
Fabric scissors are fucking sharp.
Yeah, they are.
Cool.
That's
not an announcement.
That's fucking crazy.
Thanks for interrupting the podcast for that.
Oh, you're welcome, Jamba.
Hey, Jamba, all of your interruptions are much worse than that. I actually thought that was quite interesting.
There is a shitty racing game also in the Kickstarter thing called Unreal Rides, an insane 3D race of cars not meant for racing.
What? Oh.
It's gotten 31 pounds out of 17,000 pounds.
With your help, our project, Unreal Rides will be a fun off-track racing game with many vehicles originally not meant for racing. They really want to emphasize that these vehicles weren't meant for racing. The game is planned to involve 20 different tracks, 30 cars, and 5 different mission types. Programming is cross-platform and made in Unity 3D, enabling players to run the software on Windows PCs, Linux distributions, and iOS platforms.
Oh, Linux, hell, give me the thing, I'll support that.
It's Unity, though. It's Unity kind of sucks.
Are we? And don't shit on Unity, man.
It's good for prototyping, and that's pretty much it.
It looks like basically Big Rig's Off the Road Racing 2.
Except way worse. It looks way worse than
Big Rig's Harder.
It also pledged $60 or more. Advertiser, your billboard appearing in 5 different places in the game.
That's cheap advertising.
That really is. Not for this game. You gotta wonder. You know how far the reach of that will be.
And like all the screenshots have like your ad can be here things.
The funny thing is, there's this one where the graphics look awful, but the lighting is pretty all right, so it looks really strange.
It's probably because it's the default Unity lighting.
Yeah, exactly. Compete with opponents up to 8 cars and reach finish lane first. Wow, they won't even bothering to write these properly. Championship, finish a session of 5 races and become the champion. Doesn't look good at all.
Is it all right if we talk about a Kickstarter that actually looks pretty promising?
Let's talk about the bad ones first.
No.
Yeah, bad ones first. Get them out of the way.
All right.
I don't want to go with any more bad ones.
Canadians versus zombies.
That sounds like an amazing concept.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
You see the screenshot, or the picture, I mean, at the front of it.
Oh my god, these pictures are awful. There's one of, like, a lady in a kissing zombies, and it's all the graphics
so
are, like,
bad.
Look like the defaults for some 3D graphics program.
Yeah.
And there's another thing that's like, meanwhile, somewhere in Canada, and there's a shirtless man like with flailing a katana near a zombie on a painted background, and a chef that says, "Put your shirt on. This scene is awkward."
Is there anything particularly Canadian about this, other than the fact that they're in snowy environments?
There's nothing Canadian about it.
And there's a video of the guy's previous game called Minotaur, which looks like the worst side-scrolling fighting game ever made.
Manantor?
Not Manantor.
Yeah, you're just saying that because it's not the Manantor from lore.
Can you post a link to this?
For some reason, he wants $1,867. Theseus
and the Minotaur,
or
whatever it was.
Beastway.
Right. You're a good one.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. This is a great title. A dark and twisted game with psychological madness and corruption as a man becomes the ultimate bioweapon.
Dark Paradise. So far, $47.70.
You guys have to see this last one. Hang on, let me post it quickly.
Canadians versus... Wow, this looks brilliant.
Wow.
It's called Paintball Panda, The Bamboo Tales, Your New Everyday Game Smiley Face. They put an emoticon in the title of the Kickstarter.
No, it's just a colon parenthesis mark. What are you talking about?
Look at that animation.
It's a smiley face, Jim.
Your new everyday game? What? This sounds like something Deal Extreme would put in an email they sent me about, like, buying Chinese bottle openers for 50 cents.
I think... I don't know.
Well, the funding is cancelled for this one.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so we'll never even get to see this money come to fruition.
Have you seen the preliminary hand-drawn sketches for Paintball Panda?
Yeah.
Yeah, they look amazing.
Yeah.
I guess if you could hire an actual artist, it would probably work out better.
Nah, who does that?
The guy's selfie for his contact information is pretty good.
Oh, it's so like his, yeah.
He has an earpiece.
He's a professional Bluetooth. To be honest, I like him.
$35 Canadian pledge for the $1,867 goal.
He has a shitty mustache.
Hey, don't you talk shit about his mustache.
Here is
and his beard. That's what I meant.
There's one called The Curse of Tristram, which is a guy trying to revive Diablo 2 and StarCraft 2. What's that supposed to mean?
What?
Is it like a mod for StarCraft 2 where you play Diablo 2? I mean, what's even the point of that? You can still play Diablo 2. It's even got compatibility with modern graphics card drivers and stuff.
Yeah, Diablo 2 runs fine.
You can play it
over Hamachi without Battle.net as well, so...
It's also illegal to make a StarCraft 2 mod for profit like that.
Unless you get permission.
But it's not for profit. It's a Kickstarter. And that's different, apparently.
People on Kickstarter don't follow copyright laws.
The Star Paradise is absolutely amazing.
All right, so good Kickstarters. We're finally done with the bad ones.
Yes, please, finally.
Please let us talk about Sunless Sea. I'm actually pretty boosted.
Can I go to bed?
Can I link something that isn't on Kickstarter, but is a game in progress?
What do you mean, can I go to bed? It's 5:30 in the evening. Mao.
I guess.
Mao, please.
Yeah, there is a game that isn't on Kickstarter. Can I just link this?
And I think it looks pretty cool.
This actually... Yeah, it's kind of neat. I've seen 8 seconds of this, and the interface looks pretty cool.
They're going to release it either shortly after they're going to put or with it. They're going to release the level creator with it as well, which will be pretty cool.
Ooh,
I love games that have good, like easy to use level creator tools.
I agree.
Yeah. Like
they also have a video of them using their level editor. So
like the original Descent.
Oh, good lord!
Descent, I never used the level editor.
Like, it's a crying shame that Excitebike doesn't actually allow you to save your levels because it doesn't have a save function.
Oh, there's that, sorry.
Didn't the Famicom version? I don't know.
Yeah, I think
Famicom
version did.
Disk system, I think, or whatever it is. Did we talk about, Hyper Light Drifter earlier in the podcast?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
No one really had an opinion, though.
Yeah.
It looks fucking badass.
Looks good.
I thought it looked good, but I didn't back it because I wasn't...
Actually, there's an amazing Kickstarter right here. It's Sharp and Jam 2.
Of course we don't know about this.
We have not spoken about Barkley Sharp and Jam 2.
Barkley 2 was our very first Kickstarter watch. We know about this.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I had no idea.
But it's from a year ago. This isn't recent.
We do recent Kickstarters.
We're all big Barkley fans here in GLA.
The first Barkley Sharp and Jam is a fucking amazing game. I love that game.
I'm also very happy because it's a hometown company for me. It's in Silver Spring, Maryland, which is like 10 minutes away from me.
That's 10 minutes away from me, too.
Yeah. Oh my god, we're so close to Chosha Hangout sometime, bro.
Are you a true Doom Murderhead? Come on,
GLA. Yeah, bro. Not for trend, not for corporate attitude, not for stoner, obviously.
I want to be a true Doom Murderhead. Mooderhead.
No, well, I don't have a corporate job. I'm not trendy. I don't smoke a lot of weed, so I guess that leaves being a true Doom murderer.
Yeah,
he's leaving it open.
We are true Doom murderheads.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
No.
Yes, we do.
We've already dealt. We are sufficiently increasing this podcast by talking about Kickstarters.
This is artificial podcasting time.
This is finally a podcast that's actually going on right now.
Hey, James Pond. I forgot
James
about this
Pond.
Game.
On
fuck that game.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to stream James Pond's codename RoboCon at some point because it's fucking amazing.
Yes, do it. Stream all three, please. It'd be good.
That was a fun game. I gotta be honest.
RoboCon is
no,
fun.
That game's fucking garbage.
I just don't like RoboCon.
I can imagine Happy Man crying right now.
I hate that game.
Why do you hate James Pond?
So
it's
good.
Why do you love James Pond so much?
I'm
because look at it. Look at James Pond.
Because I don't mind James Pond. I think it's all right.
Because it annoys Happy Man.
I remember back when that Game Tap was still around. This game was like a featured series on it when it first came out. So it was like I started playing it. I was like, "What the fuck is this shit? It's horrible!" I got really mad.
You can beat the game in like 2 minutes. By the way, the second one at least.
Yeah, it's not It's not good. I can see why I only got 15,000 pounds out of the pledged 100,000 pound goal.
Fuck you, it has 13 days left. They can still make it.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, like,
anything else to talk about?
No. We can end.
I could introduce a conundrum for some structured discussion, or we can end the podcast.
Yay!
Conundrum. It's the conundrum.
Conundrum, then end.
What is it, Katzman? What? A conundrum? Yeah, what is it?
Yeah.
God!
Oh, well, I don't know. Let me think of something.
Wow.
Thinking of conundrum.
You didn't have one prepared?
I hadn't. I'm thinking. Let me think for a minute.
This is going to be edited.
You had an entire month, Katzman.
People won't know.
I had an entire month. God.
America.
I don't realize that I just make up all of this news and conundrums and stuff on the spot. Anyway, I'm going to what video game is associated with a traumatic childhood memory of yours, or which traumatic childhood memories are associated with which video games?
Oh, I have one that's pretty good.
Anyone that has, like, your dad holding a knife.
For me, it was...
I guess I need to explain this.
Like, yes, you do.
Nah,
a pretty good explanation.
Nah, you don't.
Well.
Just bury it. Bury it deep.
No, just no, as a, just like my thing, my dad did as a kid, like just as kind of like a playful joke, is like he'd go up to me with the knife and be like, "Hey, Blake, I'm gonna stab you," and I'd be like, "No, Dad." And he'd like at the last second, he'd like flip his hand around so he'd hit me with the butt of the knife rather than the blade. But it always scared the shit out of me, and now I have like an irrational fear of knives.
That's a messed up story.
When did game.
What the fuck does this have to do with
when did
video?
You get
no
here?
I'm saying if there's like oh I just kind of meandered in after I saw the announcement on Steam.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. You just wanted to get that off your chest and I respect that.
it's okay Ron, we're here for you if you need counsel.
Thank you.
People of the internet are great counseling.
There's actually a website.
You'll be scarred for life.
So what game is that associated with? Because I mean, if you ever think about that game, does it cut deep?
That's it, guys. Pack it in. Chat's over. We're done. Let's go home.
God damn it.
I have no traumatic childhood memories aside from...
You have loads of traumatic... Actually, just telling us about the whole time your insect zoo drowned or some shit.
No, that was
living
traumatic.
In this giant dusty old mansion, the peasants are working in the fields outside.
No, that was not traumatic. I was just kind of sad all my insect zoo things drowned in the rain.
Once upon a time, they didn't have the high-quality bread he liked at Waitrose.
Now, I have traumatic memories, which I'm not going to talk about here because it's not video games, and they're not associated with any video game.
Yes, same. I don't have any associated with video games.
I do have one, actually.
Talk about it.
It was when I was a kid, you know, Doom was a game. It's a game I very much love, and I still play nowadays. But as a kid, for some reason, I was terrified of the very ending of like Doom 1, when after you beat the Spider Mastermind, and it shows that weird cutscene, like, oh, I'm back on Earth, and it zooms over, and it shows like the rabbit's head on a stick, and the city burning in the background. For some reason, that used to terrify me as a kid. Like everything else, like killing all the demons and seeing all the mutilated corpses and shit, wasn't terrifying to me, but that poor fucking rabbit was like the source of just absolute terror. So I remember, like, I would beat the game and then I'd run away from the computer as soon as I did that, so I didn't have to see the cutscene anymore. I'd ask my brother, I'd be like, "Hey, Danny, is that scene over yet?" And he's like, "Yeah, I just exited out. You can get back on now."
I was playing Resident Evil on the GameCube once, and my dad was watching me play it for a while, and then later on I moved on back into my bedroom. I moved the GameCube back into the bedroom, and everything was fine. I was playing it again. And Resident Evil on the GameCube has this mechanic where zombies can move between some rooms by breaking down the doors. And it starts with just a little choo-choo-choo-choo-choo on the door handle. And my dad waited for an opportune moment when everything was quiet and silent. And I just heard just choo-choo-choo-bang from the doorway.
That's mean.
That's terrible.
I jumped out of my skin. That was
fun. I remember the re-deads in... What's it? Ocarina of Time scared the shit out of me.
Yeah,
I'm yeah, surprised. I remember that.
Things that scared us in video games is a totally different topic, really.
Yeah,
yeah, but this is specifically traumatic childhood memories.
I don't have one, but I created one.
What? Oh this no!
We're gonna pull a "Remember Me Now," and this is an implanted memory.
Go on, what? Happy man.
Just go on.
No, he traumatized someone. And...
Oh
no! Yeah, okay. So, my little sister, who was like 9 at the time, she played our Oni.
Oh god!
Oh my!
Well, I played it and she watched, but she got really freaked out and. Like, for a couple of weeks, she got really, like, scared by it. And for a couple of weeks after that, I would burst into her room and, like, and go, wee, 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 like, the strings when they do the attacks. And she always got super scared and would, like, get paranoid when she walked around in the house because she thought I would burst out for somewhere.
That's funny. I would give me that. I'm pretty good at being unnoticed.
And then she started doing it.
God damn it.
And then she started doing it to me, and I also got kind of scared.
Well, that's already traumatic, unless she is like...
Well, it was pretty traumatic for her. She's young.
I was kind of hoping for a story about Happy Man ruining some poor kid's life. But,
no.
Okay.
No. I haven't really ruined anyone's life. Over video games?
You can't ruin someone's life over video games. That's literally impossible.
Online bullying? Take it seriously, guys.
Didn't you see that movie, Cyberbully?
I do know a guy who, what he did was, he bought Donkey Kong 64 just for the N64 memory pack, didn't actually want to play the game. And then he sold Donkey Kong 64 to another kid and just kept the memory pack. And that kid got super sad because he couldn't play the game.
Yep.
Like, that was but
he wouldn't take the game back and give him the money back. No refunds.
What a douche. What a douche.
I remember
the day I realized that I was gay. I went home and just kind of spaced out and played Vice City. And the disc got scratched. And so for about 3 minutes, I was just kind of staring at like this utterly shitty, corrupted, like Vice City thing, just sort of spacing out and taking in what had happened.
That's not really dramatic. How did you find out you were gay? That's pretty dramatic, right? No, I doubt it.
Yeah, it's a series of realizations.
Mm. You told about cyberbullying all the time at school?
Did you?
This was before cyberbullying was really a thing. That's a good movie, by the way.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
No. When I say that's a good movie, it's not a good movie.
It's not even a good in a bad way movie, Happy Man.
Unless
it's just really
Jam.
Anyway, do you want to hear my story?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure. When I was a kid, I knew this guy called Ben, and
was he big?
It's fucking Ben Shart, yes. And he knew this guy called Jack, and Jack lived on a farm. And Jack,
oh boy,
and like we went round to Jack's place to play Amiga. And Amiga, by the way, is really boring when you're a kid because it's just like sitting and watching loading screens, which is
Boring Amigas
when you're a kid. And watching it read the floppy disk just so that it can play 5-second cutscenes on whatever. And but then Jack's brother, I think, arrived and started trying to set us on fire with his lighter. And then he said that he wanted to take us to the haunted woods. And so we went to the haunted woods near Jack's house and we saw a noose. And then we got scared by one of those bird scarer things that makes like a really loud bang noise. And we ran out of the woods in the pitch darkness of the cold September night and never went back to those haunted woods because we saw a noose. And
so, wait.
Jack's brother tried to set me on fire.
Katzman, I'm gonna have to question your intelligence for following him into the forest after he tried to set you on fire.
I am an exceptionally stupid child, or at least I was. I'm not anymore.
Okay.
Because you are
to video games. What video games?
Because we played Amiga, and now every time I hear the loading disc noise from Amiga, I'm reminded of my terrible experience.
So my friend and I, we used to have we had like Lego battles against his younger brother. It was kind of mean because we would gang up on him. But like, once he got really, basically what would happen is it would go on until he would get mad at us and leave. But once he got mad enough that he threatened us with a butter knife, but that it wasn't really traumatizing.
I think this podcast has gone downhill and maybe we should stop.
You know what the
now.
Funny thing is though? He did that when he was 9 and then now like, I think he's
serial killer.
No, he's 15 and he still does it.
With a butter knife?
Yes.
Don't listen to me, I'll fucking what spread you fuck? Good.
This podcast went downhill as soon as Z-Man's disappeared.
Yeah.
Z-Man's passed out.
The glue and butter that binds us together.
Good night, sweet prince.
I never got to hear his Roomba story.
Yeah, I really wanted to hear the Roomba story. God,
I want to hear the Roomba story.
I can tell the Roomba story.
Berg.
It was really funny.
I don't think you can tell it as well, Jimba.
Of course not.
Ninja Theory got hold of Spyro the Dragon, they would create STD Spurg the Durg.
No, don't say
it. STD Spurg the Durg.
From? Anyway,
I play it.
I get no. What we should do for the Roomba story is find Z-Man's when he comes back online, get him to do a Vukuru the story, then put it into the podcast. Done.
Yeah. I think all our listeners are basically owed the Roomba story now.
Yes.
Listeners.
Wait, can they even
good
hear
one.
The Roomba story? When do we say it? When does Z-Man say it? Anyway. Oh, it doesn't.
It was, right. It was before the podcast. It was like an hour before the podcast.
Yeah, it was. Are we going to stop now? Can we end?
This That's has been cool. Gentlemen Discussing Video.
Can we make it stop already?
This has
Can
been
Gentlemen.
Don't ever fucking
shut up!
Happy
man Everybody
outro. Shut up.
This has been Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast made of 99% pure sausages. If you... No, I fucked that up.
Oh, well, whatever.
Meanwhile,
it was
until
good
the
enough.
Next episode, watch Gentlemen's Lunchtime Association at lunchtime.org.uk for live streaming video and go to Gather Your Party for honest gaming journalism. Goodbye.
Bye.
I've got the ship down now.
Bye. Remember Alien Soldier. Oh yeah,
play Alien Soldier.
Alien Soldier. I'm sad that we're finally able to say the outro because that was like a running joke that last.
Yeah, I got it.
Are you kidding?
Fuck James Pond.